Welcome to Rock Hounds Baseball. Follow the hounds at home and on the road here at MidlandRockHounds.org. Now it's time for Texas League Baseball. Here's the radio voice of the Rockhounds, Bob Hart.
Well, this place certainly looks familiar. I do believe it just might be Momentum Bank Ballpark. The Rockhounds returning after 2 weeks on the road, a lengthy road swing to Springfield, Missouri, and then on to Frisco, Texas. Rockhounds winning 7 out of 12 on the swing, 7-5 the record. Took 4 out of 6 from the co-leaders in the north, the Springfield Cardinals, and split the series with the Frisco Rough Riders. Riders pitching outstanding really the last 3 games, particularly on Saturday and Sunday. Rockhounds average a double A, leading 5.7 runs per game, but but the Riders limited the Hounds to just one run in each of the games on Saturday and Sunday, winning them both 2-1 and 5-1. So as we greet you this evening, there are 4 weeks remaining in the first half of this Texas League season. It is still stunning to me after all these years how very quickly a half will get past that midway point. There are 24 games remaining in the half. That is 4 6-game series, the accustomed now Tuesday through Sunday. The Rockhounds coming off a 2-week road trip, and they will now finish this half with 3 out of those 4 series here. So they will play 18 of their last 24 at home after playing the last dozen on the road. The Rockhounds and the Corpus Christi Hooks meet already for the 3rd time this season. The irony, by the way, much as was the case, the Rockhounds going to Frisco this past week, they don't go back this year. That makes absolutely zero sense, but I double-checked the schedule, and that's what it says. The Hooks making their 2nd visit already to West Texas in this season, and guess what? The Hooks do not come back to Momentum Bank Ballpark this season. So, schedule has some interesting twists and turns to it, to be sure, but these two longtime rivals, of course, dating all the way back to, what was it, 2005, the first year for the Hooks, the AA affiliate of Houston Astros. Rockhounds have had the better of it. They swept a 3-game series to open the season at Whataburger Field at the beach and took 4 out of 6 the last time the clubs met here. As this series begins, mentioning 24 games remaining in the first half, the Hounds, by splitting their series with Frisco, packed the bags with the exact same alignment in the division as when they arrived in the Metroplex. The Rockhounds lead Frisco by just a half game. That half game will disappear before the half is over. So the Hounds by the half game over Frisco. San Antonio is hanging around. They're 5 games back, 24 to go. Amarillo 7 back. And for the Hooks, it's just been a really tough first half. The 15-30 are the Hooks. They are 13 games out, so obviously the first half is not going to be what they had in mind. But looking at the lineup cards, some new names and perhaps a little bit of new energy, some guys who are really producing very well, and a top 10 prospect in Zach Cole, center fielder, has joined this team. So we'll get a look at not necessarily an entirely new look Hooks team, but certainly some new names on that roster. Pitching matchup is a really good one. We'll tell you about that and tell you that Mother Nature still doesn't like us very much right now. A little bit on the threatening side tonight. We'll tell you more. Play some baseball, the opener of this 6-game series. Rockhounds and the Corpus Christi Hooks are coming up.
Love really good produce? So do we. At HEB, you'll always find fresh, flavorful fruits and veggies, including lots of special finds you can't get anywhere else in Texas, like our exclusive Sweet Caroline blackberries. They're the sweetest blackberry you can buy in Texas. Sweet Carolines are in season right now, but only at your HEB, where the produce department's always stocked with peak freshness and peak flavor. HEB, here, fresh produce tastes better.
Your Texas Ford dealers and the Midland Rockhounds know what it takes to be a legend. Strength, determination, and raising the bar. Like Ford F-Series trucks, the best-selling trucks in America for 47 years straight, and the best-selling truck in Texas. Visit your Best in Texas Ford dealer today, or shop at TexasFord.com to get a great deal on a new Ford F-Series truck. Ford, proud sponsor of the Midland Rockhounds. Based on 1977 to 2023 CY total sales.
Mentioned these teams are meeting for the 3rd series, one of them, of course, a very short one at Whataburger Field to open the season. Rockhounds, in fact, will go back to Whataburger Field for a 3-gamer right after the All-Star break and then finish the season, by the way, at Whataburger Field, always one of the favorite stops, at least I would sure think so. Absolutely, great ballpark by the beach. So these clubs have seen one another. They have played 9 games at this point on the season. Rockhounds, again, taking 7 of the 9. Gunnar Hoglund gets the baseball for the Rockhounds, right-hander with a league-leading 5 wins. He's 5-2 with a 4.17 ERA, and very similar numbers overall. Makes his 3rd appearance, actually his 4th, forgive me, and 3rd start against the the hooks. So again, he has seen Corpus Christi three times. So has Miguel Ulloa, seen the Rockhounds three times. Three appearances, two of them as a starter before this one. Ulloa is really, I think, one of the most fascinating pitching prospects really in the Texas League, maybe in all of AA baseball. He's rated the number 21 prospect for the Astros by Major League Baseball, MLB.com. He's 2-2. And how in the world he has a 4.5 ERA is absolutely slightly mind-blowing. In 44 innings, pay attention to this number, it's astounding. In 44 innings, Ulloa has allowed 21 hits. Now, walks have been an issue for him. He's walked 27 in 44 innings, and he has struck out 62 batters in 44 innings. So he's about a strikeout and a half per inning. The walk number is high, but even with his 27 walks, this is impressive, his whip is 1.09 with a high walk total. So you correct a little bit of the, or you just kind of harness in some of the command, and the upside for this kid is really tremendous. Opposition hitting just 142 against him, and he's been even a little bit better against the Hounds, a 0.83 whip and a 114 batting average for the Rockhounds against the Hooks right-hander. Gunnar Hoglund, last time he pitched in this ballpark, was very, very nearly part of a perfect game. Hounds had a perfecto with one out in the top of the ninth inning before a couple of base hits spoiled that, but Gunnar was the starter in that ball game and was outstanding again. 5-2 with a 4.17 earned run average coming into this ball game. Gunnar in 49 innings, 42 base hits, 13 walks, and 45 strikeouts. So solid numbers across the board. A whip of 1.11. Opposition hitting just 232 against Gunnar. So mentioned, this is a really good pitching matchup to be sure in this one. Mother Nature a little bit threatening, and I love this. All of a sudden now the internet doesn't want to work. Thank you. Thank you very kindly for that. But we had some pretty nasty weather a little bit earlier on this afternoon. Dust storm kicked up. The dust has gone away. The wind has not. And already a couple of good pitchers on the mound, and the wind will probably be very favorable to pitchers, blowing almost directly in. And it is 25 miles an hour or so, blowing absolutely straight in from center field. So we'll see how the ballpark will play. There is sunshine hitting the field, so actually a shadow cast sneaking up toward the back of home plate. But the weather not all that favorable for baseball. 6 ounces of Rawlings baseball against 25 miles an hour of Mother Nature's wind. The wind is going to win, at least to a certain extent, to be sure. Rockhounds taking the diamond, so we'll have our star-spangled banner. And the first pitch of this ball game on the way. Ball clubs playing this evening through Sunday afternoon. A 6-game set. Rockhounds will stay home to host San Antonio. Corpus heading home, by the way, to take on Frisco. Now, our star-spangled banner.
So proudly we hailed at the twilight last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight. For the ramparts we were so gallantly streaming. And a rocket's red land, double bursting, gave proof through the
is about set for baseball here this evening. Momentum Bank Ballpark, and again, first of this six-game set. By the way, we don't normally do technological advice on Rocktown's radio, but I can offer this for you. I mentioned the internet didn't seem to want to be connecting here to my to this computer I have to my right, and it is really astounding. You can pretty much take this to the bank that if you actually connect the Ethernet cord to the computer, it seems to work a lot faster. Yeah. Who's been on the road for 2 weeks? Goodness gracious. Okay, the internet is working. We're set to play baseball. Gunnar Hoglund has baseball at hand. He throws the first pitch of the series opener right after this from Bud Light.
And the game goes into overtime. But the game goes into overtime. The choice to enjoy is easy. Bud Light. Easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Pick up Bud Light at your local convenience store today. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Bud Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
This Rockhounds broadcast is brought your way in part by Bud Light. Easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Let's go back to Bob at the ballpark for the first pitch of the game.
And that first pitch will take flight with 83 degrees, so it's comfortable as far as the temperature goes, but the wind very strong, 21 to 24 miles an hour, and mentioned almost directly in. So Ma Nature will be a player here in game number one of this series. For the Corpus Christi, let's mention there are three new and guys who have been really playing very well since joining the Hooks. So three new names and some familiar ones as well. Club's meeting, of course, just a few weeks ago. Tommy Sacco Jr. will lead it off. He's the switch hitting shortstop, so he will step in with Tommy Sacco, and he will face Gunnar Hoglund. Fill in the lineup card for you, and let's get to play some baseball. First pitch of this ball game is down and in and dribbles away for ball one. 1-0 to Sacco. Pascal Ferreras is the second baseman, one of the newcomers. He's been absolutely terrific. He is hitting 305. He's got four triples in 59 at-bats. Pardon the grammar, Miss Hilburn. That just ain't right. Ferreras batting second, playing second. By the way, I mentioned that ball dribbled away from Daniel Susak. Broke something on his catcher's mitt, so he has to get a new piece of equipment one pitch into the game. 1-0 count to Sacco Jr. Cheating in at third is Valenzuela. Pitch finds the inside corner of the knees. It's 1-1. Zach Cole, also one of the new names on the roster, the center fielder. Outstanding prospect for the Astros, batting third and center. Pitch swung on and missed. Good changeup way out in front was Sacco. Rockhounds doing something already in this game that they started on the road trip. The third baseman, Saeed Valenzuela, slides from the right of the shortstop to the left. So Jack Winkler stays at short, and it's Saeed who plays almost directly up the middle. 1-2 pitch, and it hit Gunnar Hoglund, and that will deflect for a base hit. Boy, I hope Gunnar is okay. Line drive right back up the middle. It hit Gunnar and just dribbled back toward the plate. Hounds don't seem overly concerned. Gunnar walking with no noticeable effect back to the upslope of the mound. So base hit for Sacco Jr. right back up the middle. Ironically, that was headed right for Saeed Valenzuela. Was watching it the replay, and Saeed was all set to try to make the play, but the ball caromed off of Gunnar for a base hit. Here's Pascal Ferreras in 305 in 17 games since joining the Hooks. Takes down and away for a ball, 1-0. Middle third of the order, Jordan Brewer in right field, batting cleanup. Jordan Brewer is in right. Colin Barber, the DH, will bat fifth. Colin Barber, the designated hitter. And Jaron Williams, third baseman, batting sixth. Jaron Williams at third. Set and pitch by Gunnar, fouled away. Back to the screen, a little behind that pitch was Ferreras. Bottom third of the order, Colin Price. He, too, has joined the hook since last these teams met. Price, the first baseman, batting number seven. Rolando Espinosa in left field, batting eighth. Espinosa in the eighth spot. And Ryan Robleski behind the plate. That is, he will catch in that ninth, Robleski. Pitch down on the way for a ball to count 2-1 to Ferreras. So Sacco Jr., who is on at first. Ferreras and Cole up top. Brewer, Barber, and Williams in the middle. Price, Espinosa, and Robleski will round it out. Miguel Ulloa on the mound for the Hooks. Tossed to first by Gunner. He goes to first base. He usually pretty much means business. Tommy Sacco Jr., 8 steals in 12 attempts. Both of these teams run. They're both among the leaders in all of AA baseball. The 2-1 pitch down the middle for a strike, and the count squares at 2-2. Rockhounds are 4th in AA. Check me, I'm sorry, 5th in AA with 78 steals, and the Hooks right behind them. 6th overall at 75 steals. Both teams run. Pitch to Ferreira is outside for a ball. Count is 3 balls, 2 strikes. So full count. We'll see if the Hooks are going to turn the base runner loose here early on. Ferreras really crowds that plate. His back right foot on the back chalk line, and that toe is almost on the inside chalk or paint line of the batter's box. 3-2, runner not going. Pitch is lined into left field, a base hit. Ferreras jumped all over that, and on 2 hops, that'll be handled by Colby Thomas, but that's a line drive base hit. Now, Ferreras mentioned he has really made an impact. 3-0-5 coming in just 17 ball games. And 2 consecutive hits to start this game for the Hooks. Here's Zach Cole. Zach, left-handed hitting center fielder. He has really recently joined the Hooks just a week or so ago, coming up from Advanced A. Mentioned in the pregame, he is rated the number 7 prospect in the Astros organization. Left-hander, terrific arm strength, by the way. He's an outstanding defender, good speed. Swings and fouls one back, and it's 0-1. Cole at 273. He's 6-for-22 since joining ball club. Actually opened the season on the injured list with Asheville and just joining the Hooks, as mentioned, very recently, May 21st, a week ago. Pitch outside for a ball, 1 ball and 1 strike. Lead runner Tommy Sacco Jr. Pascanel Ferreira is on at first. Cole waits, stretched by Hoagland. Field drifting back into shadows now as the cloud cover getting to us. Bluff move out to second. Hoagland does not throw. Gunner making his 10th appearance, his 9th as a starter. He was a piggyback starter with Brady Basso opening night in 2024 at Corpus Christi. Mentioned earlier on, 5-2 with a 4.17 ERA. He comes set. Pitch to Cole. Swung on and popped up. Left side of the infield, Valenzuela or Winkler. It'll be Saheed, and he will glove it. Infield fly rule was invoked anyway, so a pop out to third base. One man down. Here's Jordan Brewer. Jordan, the right fielder. 248 on this season. Home run at 13, driven in. And for Gunnar Hoagland, 49 2/3 innings, 42 hits coming in. He's given up a couple here in this one. 13 walks and 45 strikeouts, about a 3.5-to-1 ratio. First pitch to Brewer is swung on and fouled straight back, and it's 0-1. Colin Barber on deck for the Hooks. Corpus Christi wearing the classic road gray uniforms trimmed into dark blue. And then that lighter kind of a sky blue. Always like that color combination for the Hooks. Here's a swing, and that one has popped up. That one's on the left side of the infield. Going to be Saheed again, infield fly rule in book. Now he'll give way to Jack Winkler. You know, that's just a little routine pop up to the left side of the infield, but you're almost grateful the infield fly rule was called because that wind is blowing the baseball all over the place. But Winkler tucks this one away. So, interesting start to this game. Gunnar Hoagland giving up back-to-back sharp base hits and then back-to-back pop-ups. And here's Colin Barber. Barber hitting 265 on the season. Runners go. Pitch is swollen and ripped into right field. And coming on is Caden Trinkle, and he will make the catch and tumbles to the ground doing it. Boy, that was a basically kind of a top spin line drive, and the wind even got to that. With the runners in motion, Barber lines out to right field. That was a well-hit ball. Trinkle coming on. I'm watching the replay. Wind knocking that ball down a little bit. Boy, he made a secure two-handed catch and then hit the deck doing it. So the Hooks threaten but come up empty here in the top half of the first inning. And this series and this ball game underway after a half inning. The Hooks nothing, and against an intriguing prospect, Miguel Ulloa. Rockhounds are coming to bat.
The
the Permian Basin is all about the oil and gas industry, and the Midland Reporter-Telegram's weekly oil report has it covered. Each week, we report on the ONG news that matters to the people of Midland. We look at trends and feature the decision-makers that drive the industry. In print, online, or in our e-edition, we've got you covered. Log on today at MRT.com for the best of Midland. That's MRT.com. The Midland Reporter-Telegram, delivering life every day.
Aldridge Gardens is Midland's largest and most comprehensive lawn and garden center. Aldridge serves all of your landscape and outdoor living needs with degreed horticulturists and Texas-certified nursery professionals on staff. And we offer a complete nursery and garden center. In fact, many of our bedding plants, hanging baskets, and trees are homegrown. Aldridge Gardens, in business and trusted by the Permian Basin since 1987, on Fairgrounds Road in Midland, or visit AldridgeGardens.com.
Widener Apartments offer both high-end and affordable 1-, 2-, and 3-bedroom apartment homes with locations in Midland and Odessa, all convenient to shopping, restaurants, and colleges. In Midland, visit La Mirage, where you will experience luxury, style, and elegance. In Odessa, visit Andalusia and experience our state-of-the-art amenities. Widener Apartments, creating communities one person at a time. Visit us at widener.com.
Cooper Bowman leads it off. We go to the bottom of the first inning, and he takes a strike on the inside edge from Miguel Ulloa. 94 miles an hour on the inside part of the plate. Cooper's going to be really interesting to watch in this series. We'll expand if we get a chance. Swing him and miss him. Delivery away. It's 0-2. Hooks have absolutely baffled him. And again, Cooper comes in at 259 on the season, but last time these two teams played, he was at about 160. And a good amount of that is due to the hooks. He's hitting under 100 in the season series. He takes up high for a ball. Ulloa throws hard. That was 95, but upstairs, one ball, two strikes. Cooper, second baseman, leading it off. The 1-2 pitch by Ulloa. Chopper toward third. Backpedaling niftily is Gregorio Petit. That was downright stylish. Gregorio made the play barehanded. Of course, he's in the coaching box. Took about two steps back and lofted the ball artistically up over the net and into the seats. Nicely done, G. Here's the 1-2. Swing and roll around towards shortstop. There is Sacco to make the play. Flip's got to hurry, but he got him with ease. So, yeah, Cooper Bowman, it'll be an interesting thing to watch how he fares against the hooks this time around. So, one away for Jack Winkler. Jack the Rockhound shortstop. Again, that familiar top third of the order. Bowman at second base. Jack Winkler the shortstop. Colby Thomas batting third in left field. Knees on deck. Colby in left. Mr. Winkler has popped in the air, right side, drifting over is Jordan Brewer, near the line, Wynn takes it, boy, he makes the catch and had to make an adjustment, I mean, just as that ball got to his glove. Well, first inning, we have already seen it two or three times, that wind is, well, I mean, it is really messing with the baseball. Two down very quickly for Ulloa. Here's Colby Thomas. Shane McGuire on deck, he is the DH batting cleanup, Shane McGuire the designated hitter. Ulloa with a kick, breaking ball, outside corner, called strike. Daniel Susak catching and batting fifth. Susak behind the dish. Junior Perez batting sixth in center field, Junior in center. Delivery down and away for a ball. Count goes 1-1 to Colby, 272. 12 homers, 36 driven in, number two power guy in the Texas League, and among the leaders in all of AA, takes up high for a ball, 2-1. Brennan Malone batting seventh at first base, Brennan at first. Saheed Valenzuela at third base in the eighth spot, Saheed at third. And Caden Trinkle rounds it out, batting ninth, playing the ninth spot, Caden in right field. Check swing, foul ball, right back to the screen, 2-2. Bowman, Winkler, and Thomas. McGuire, Susak, and Perez. Malone, Valenzuela, and Trinkle for the Rockhounds. Hounds in the home whites. Kind of a classic thing going on here. Road Braves, home whites. 2-2 pitch. Punched in the air, right field. Going back is Brewer, and he's got room. And shy of the track, he'll haul it in. Well, anything hit in the air, Ma Nature's probably going to go and get it in this one. Hounds go quietly, three up, three down. The Hooks threaten, the Hounds don't, but after one inning, Hooks and the Hounds are scoreless.
Are you ready for ultra-reliable, ultra-fast, award-winning internet and better mobile? Experience astounding service and savings tailored to your needs, all from Astound. Call 1-800-4-ASTOUND or visit astound.com to get internet for just $20 a month. Add unlimited mobile on one of the nation's largest, most reliable 5G networks free for 12 months. Be astounded and switch today. Restrictions apply. See astound.com for details.
Let's get you welcomed to Momentum Bank Ballpark for Texas League Baseball between the Rockhounds and the Hooks. I have to think, probably just personally speaking, it's my favorite rivalry of the Texas League. The nine opponents for the Rockhounds goes back, as you mentioned, to 2005. That was the first year for the Hooks. They won the title in 2006. Defeated the Hounds, in fact, in the playoffs on the way to that title. Teams met in 15 and 16. Two just outstanding ball clubs met for the South Division crown in the playoffs back-to-back season. So just a very good rivalry. It will continue tomorrow evening. Half-price hot dogs have kind of a dogs and dogs night going tomorrow. Half-price hot dogs is always on Wednesday evening. And tomorrow is Bark in the Park Day or evening. So all hounds will be welcome, those in uniform and those not. Thirsty Thursday, of course, will follow. That'll be an Amigos night, the Midland Amigos, Copa night. On Thirsty Thursday. And one of my favorite giveaways coming up on Friday, Bucket Hat Night. Bucket Hat, I love them. They are flat out cool. Fireworks, of course, on Saturday, as always. And we'll wrap this series with a Sunday afternoon game, Family Sunday at 1 o'clock. So just getting this one going. Hounds are home for 2 6-game series after a 2-week road trip. Jaron Williams leads it off. Third baseman takes down and away for a ball. Williams making his debut with the team. It's terrific with Asheville, with the Advanced A Tourists, hit 310 in 31 games. Takes down and away from Gunner for ball two. Two balls, no strikes. Williams had five homers. He drove in 24. He can run. He has good speed, 12 steals in 14 attempts. So again, a new player added to the roster. Hard hit ball at first, handle on one long hop by Brendan Malone. Gets to Hunter and Gunner Hoagland just in time. Flying down the line and losing his helmet doing it. Jaron Williams, he made that play really close. And Gunner got there just in time. There is Colin Price. Colin, again, has been with the ball club a little over 2 weeks, hitting 250. A couple of homers and six driven in. So you have four guys that Hounds have not yet seen. It's brilliant arithmetic, Bob. Three guys the Hounds have not seen. Called strike outside corner 0-1. Same guy who didn't plug in the internet court. I'm just exhausted after laundry day yesterday. 0-1 count to Price. Colin is a right-handed hitter. Takes down the middle, but low for ball one. One ball and one strike. Rolando Espinosa on deck, second inning, no score. Infield straight away. Brendan Malone playing almost at the edge of the grass at first base. Pitch down and away, ball two, 2-1. So the iPad, kind of an interesting alignment here. Malone inside the bag at first, almost to the edge of the grass. A swing and a foul back, and the count goes 2-2 to Price. Colin, a catcher and first baseman by trade from Sewanee, Georgia. Went to Mercer University, as did Colby Thomas of the Rockhounds. 2-2 count. Hoagland with a stretch in pitch. Just outside 3-2. Full count. Tough pitch to take, but Price did, and he was right in doing it. And he's a catcher. He's a big catcher. 6'5", 225. Hoagland's pitch, nope, down and away for a ball. So, base on balls for Colin Price. One on with one man down. Here's Rolando Espinosa. Catcher Ryan Robleski in the on-deck circle for the Hooks. Espinosa, right-handed hitter, 226. Couple of homers and 10 driven in. largely an infielder, but playing left field in this game. Right-handed hitter waits. One on, one out. Oakland's pitch way outside for a ball. One ball and no strikes. Hounds have Colby Thomas in left field. He is shading toward that corner in left. Pretty good gap in left center field. Junior Perez in center, and he is shading a little bit the opposite way toward right. Pitch will get there at the knees on the outside corner for a strike, and it's one and one. Right fielder is Caden Trinkle. Wind is a little bit right to left, and it's certainly inward, so Caden playing relatively shallow, significantly, in fact. Stretch and a pitch by Hoagland. Breaking pitch swung on and missed. One and two. Saheed Valenzuela is the Rockhounds' third baseman. Jack Winkler at shortstop. Cooper Bowman and first baseman Brennan Malone on the right side, and Daniel Susak behind the dish. 1-2 count to Espinosa. Gunner, a quick glance over the shoulder of the base runner. Price has a solid lead. Delivery swung way up high for a ball. Two balls and two strikes to Espinosa. Rolando, 6 feet even, a native that is of Cuba. Stretching pitch by Hoagland. Backup delivery popped up. This is near the plate. Daniel Susak throws away the mask, and he will glove it for the out. The pop-up didn't get very far in the air. So two men down in the inning. Now Ryan Robleski. Ryan, the hooked catcher. 192. That's the batting average. Hadn't seen much duty in the season series between the two ball clubs. He's 1-for-6. Number 9 hitter at the plate, so top of the order, Tommy Sacco Jr. on deck. Swing and a miss a little bit late, getting around, and the Hoagland fastball at 93. Infield pretty much straight away with Brennan Malone holding the runner on at first, so a lot of space to open, of course, on the right side with the man on. Pitch to the dirt, blocked by Susak. Colin Price gave a look but did not try to move up. One ball and one strike. Ryan Robleski overall for the Hooks at 192. He has a home run, 6 driven in. Hoagland comes set at the letters. Delivery from Lind is sent right back up the middle. A clean base hit got under the glove of Cooper Bowman into center field. Three hits against Gunner, all of them very sharply hit. Robleski sent that one right back through the box. Colin Price stopping at second base. Ball was even with two men down, and you can go on contact. That ball was hit so sharply, no chance for Price to advance past second. But again, two men on for the Hooks in each of the first two innings. We'll see again with the influx of some new players in the lineup. Hooks is a team hitting 224. That's ninth out of the 10 teams in the league. And again, to get some new energy, some talented additions. Fly ball, center field, Junior Perez is there, and he's got it for the out. On the first pitch swing, Tommy Sacco Jr. sends a fly ball to center field, and that's handled for the out. So again, Hooks get a couple of guys on base, but both are stranded. After 1.5 at Momentum Bank Ballpark, Rockhounds nothing and the Hooks nothing.
Synergy Cinema and Entertainment. As much fun as you can pack under one roof. Synergy features blockbuster movies, and dinner and drinks can be delivered right to your luxury reclining seats. A fully loaded arcade, from the classics to cutting-edge immersive VR. Three escape rooms that range from easy-peasy to you're never getting out of here. And crazy cool bowling lanes right next to food and a full bar. Find your fun at Synergy Entertainment. For showtimes, tickets, and more, go to Synergy.com.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
At All American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, we are your West Texas Ram truck headquarters. We have half tons, three-quarter tons, one tons, two and four-wheel drive, diesel, and the legendary Hemi. We've got them all. And have you seen the newly redesigned Wagoneer? You owe it to yourself to come see one today. You'll be amazed. Stop by and see our impressive inventory or check them out online at MidlandDodge.com. That's All American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, where it's our goal to become the only place to buy a truck.
Middle third of the order in the last of the second inning for the Rockhounds. They went quietly in the first. Shane McGuire, Daniel Susak, and Junior Perez. J.C. Miguel Uliola. Mention that 142 batting average, pitch way up high to Susak for ball one. That is not only best in the league, that is best in the league by more than 40 points. And command has really been the only issue. Electric stuff, a lot of strikeouts. Pitch down the middle of the knees for a strike, one and one. Second in the league with those 62 whiffs. Pitch way low and in for a ball. The count goes two balls, one strike. Miguel out of Puerto Plata in the Dominican Republic. Really prototypical. He's 6'1", 205. He's only 21 years of age. Delivery down and in. Count goes 3-1. Now to Daniel Susak. I'm sorry, to Shane McGuire. Forgive me. I was about to say Daniel doesn't draw a lot of walks. Shane actually does. Takes. Well, that's a strike. He was ready to toss the bat away. When the batter assumes and the umpire takes just that extra split second, obviously, guys, different pace, if you will, of delivering the strike call. So Shane was about four steps toward first base. Got to reel it back in. 3-2 pitch from Uliola is fouled back, and the count stays full at 3-2. Shane at 255. He has three home runs and 17 driven in. 62 whiffs in 44 innings coming in. 62 strikeouts now in 45 innings for Uliola. Here's the 3-2 pitch. Up high, ball four, and Shane draws the walk after all. So one on and nobody down. Here's Daniel Susak. Daniel at 248. We talked a lot about three guys in particular. Cooper Bowman, Daniel Susak, and Denzel Clark, guys who got off to very slow starts in terms of batting average. Daniel took a collar on Sunday, but had the average up over that 250 mark heading into Sunday's game. Takes a called strike and it's 0-1. And he just used that as a kind of as a watermark if you're really struggling for average to start the year. And when these teams last met, Cooper was at about 160. He's now 100 points higher than that. Susak waits, right-handed hitter, takes, just down and in, one ball, one strike. And likewise, Daniel Susak now his last 20 games, hitting .293. Bringing that average up, he's at .248 coming into the game. Couple of home runs, 12 driven in. Swings a line drive down to left field side. That's a base hit. That heads toward the corner. Rounding second, on his way to third is Shane McGuire. Going to hold him there. That's a double for Daniel Susak. So it's second and third with nobody out. Boy, Daniel just laced that line drive down the line and into the corner. First hit of the ball game for the Hounds follows the first base runner on the base on balls. You know, I was writing down the numbers on my scorecard today. You look at Daniel Susak. He's a guy who's got some power, but of his first 28 hits on the season, only four of them for extra bases, two doubles and two homers, one of those a grand slam. So that is his 29th hit, just his fifth for extra bases. Boy, a lot of the singles have been that kind of line drive, well hit ball. Second and third for Junior. Perez swings and fouls it back. It's 0-1. Junior Perez at 231, six home runs. He's got tremendous power. 20 runs driven in. McGuire and Susak the base runners. Here's the 0-1 pitch, and Junior sends a high pop-up into shallow right field, nowhere near deep enough to score the run. Coming on, making the catch is Colin. Excuse me, he's Jordan Brewer. I'm sorry. A little bluff by McGuire, but he wasn't going to try to score on that. So Junior sends one up into the wind. Easily handled by Jordan Brewer. And here is Brendan Malone. Well, second to third, nobody out. You figure that you've got to make that come to fruition. Second and third with one away now. Brennan at 265. He has five homers and 18 driven in. The infield, even with the bags all the way around. Mr. Malone swung a chop foul right at the plate, 0-1. Saheed Valenzuela on deck, Caden Trinkle in the hole. Shane McGuire walked to lead off the inning. Daniel Sue sacked the double. And a fly ball to shallow right from Junior Perez. Brennan waits. Runners there leads. 0-1 pitch, way up high for a ball. One ball and one strike. Uliola rated the number 21 prospect in the Astros organization by MLB.com. Again, only 21 years of age. A lot of upside. 1-1 pitch. Hard hit ball down to the field line. That's a base hit under the glove of the third baseman, Jaron Williams. That will drive home a pair. Throw to home plate. Boy, it's going to be close. The slide, they get it. They did. He's out. Gregorio Petit's going to argue this. As Susak dove for the plate, looked like he might have gotten his hand on the dish before the tag. We might get a good look at this. Brendan Malone drives in the first run of this game. But the potential second run at the plate, we'll see. Well, couldn't really see if he got his hand on the dish. I don't think so. And I think that's the correct call. Malone has an RBI double. He'll stand at second. There are two men down in the inning. Boy, a really good throw from Espinosa. Mentioned he's an infielder, largely an infielder by trade. But, boy, that was a really good throw. And remember, there's a whole big bunch of wind going on. Well, Gregorio's still going to argue this. The camera angle we had doesn't really show home plate. Gregorio's still arguing this. And crew chief Austin Snow is listening. Not responding. They've got a camera angle on him. And Gregorio thought he beat it, and his argument won't fall on deaf ears, but it will not going to be honored. Now, see, we're going to get a second look at this. See if we can see the plate on this dive. Boy, it's close. Wow. Well, put it this way, that is just absolutely bang bang. It was a really good effort by Susak. He dove, tried to get around the glove and reach over with the right hand, kind of cupped the right hand to try to touch the dish. But appeal denied. It's 1-0 now. Pitch in the dirt and a great stop by Robleski behind the plate. RBI double for Brennan Malone. That's his 19th ribby of the season. So a walk, a couple of base hits, a 1-0 ball game. Runner in scoring position. 1-0 to Saheed Valenzuela. Swings and loops one foul out of play. 1-1. One ball, one strike. Now Saheed, his last 10 games, has been struggling a little bit. 4 for his last 31. He's only struck out 3 of those times. 3 times in 31 at-bats. So he's put it in play. Just hasn't had much good fortune in terms of finding base hits. He's bounced into 4 double plays in that time as well. Runner in scoring position, one man down. 1-1 set, long look at second base by Uliola. Comes to the plate, breaking ball, and a good one. But just wrapped around the outside corner. Didn't quite get there, 2-1. Dugout, I think, said something about that pitch. 2-1 to count to Saheed. Switch hitter batting from the left side. Delivery swung on and missed. Boy, good fastball. 93. Really good life on a little run on it. And went throw behind the runner. It's into center field, but backed up nicely by Zach Cole. Brennan diving back into the bag, so no chance to get up and advance to third. Really not necessarily worth the risk either with two men down. So 2-2 to Saheed Valenzuela. Brendan Malone, RBI double, stands at second base. Right-hander comes set. long look at the runner. Now turns, comes to the plate. You know, check swing. Did not mean to. Just turned that bat enough that it contacted the baseball, fouled it away. 2-2. Saeed Rockhound's third baseman with a runner in scoring position. Two men down. Little sunlight breaks through now as Uliola comes set. Delivery swung on and missed. Chased one up and out of the zone at 92. Again, this guy strikes out a lot of batters. In fact, he struck out one batter in two innings, and that's way, way under what he would normally be, or significantly anyway. So the Rockhounds get one run on two base hits, no errors, and one man left on base. And after two in the opener of the six-game series, Rockhounds one, and the Hooks nothing.
You know you want that smoky, tangy, sweet, and spicy sauced and tossed Wingstop. But you just brought a haul of groceries home from the store. It's cool. No one expects you to shop and cook in the same day. So let the flavor experts at Wingstop hook you up with mouth-watering wings, crispy tenders and thighs, fries and sides delivered right to your door. You can always cook tomorrow. That's why the fridge was invented. Get it delivered at Wingstop.com.
And we're back with breaking news. Coke Zero Sugar might be the best Coke ever.
That's right, Jim. Coke Zero Sugar is a must-try for any Coke fan. So make sure you... Jim. Jim. We're on the air.
Ooh, yes. This tastes like the best Coke ever to me. Your thoughts, Jen?
Well, can I have a sip?
Jen, we're in the middle of reporting the news.
I need to try it first.
It's a ballpark tradition and a great way to jumpstart your weekend. Thirsty Thursday, enjoy Texas League baseball with the Rockhounds and discount beer and soft drinks at every Thursday home game. Thirsty Thursdays are made possible in part by Widener Apartments and Lone Star Signs. Gates open at 6 with the first pitch at 7 at Momentum Bank Ballpark. Rockhounds Baseball, presented by ConocoPhillips. To find out more, go to MidlandRockhounds.org.
Pascanel Ferreras will lead it off. He singled sharply his first time up. Right-handed hitter takes up high. Ball one from Gunnar Hoagland. One ball and no strikes. Zach Cole and Jordan Brewer will follow here in the Corpus Christi third inning. Rockhounds one, Hooks nothing. Hoagland's pitch outside for a ball. 2-0 from Gunnar. With Ferreras, I'm guessing, has some pretty serious speed. Delivery to him is sliced foul, out of play. It's 2-1. Sometimes you write down a statistic on your scorecard. This you do, of course, before each game, and you actually have to go back and double-check it. He's playing in just 17 games so far. This is his 18th with the Hooks. He has 18 base hits, well, 19 now. Hoagland's pitch swung on, lifted high in the air, right field. This is drifting toward the corner, toward foul territory. In hot pursuit, Caden Trinkle out of our line of sight. Did he get there? Help us, Mr. Umpire. Yes, he did. Couldn't have no clue whether or not he caught that baseball. So he's chasing it, runs out of our line of sight. Kind of thought he made the play because I think it was Cooper Bowman was clapping his hands. But Mickey Smith helped us out. Fly ball in that right field corner, nicely handled. One man down. Here's Zach Cole. Popped out his first time. Bouncing ball down the first base side, but foul count is 0-1. Ferreras, by the way, just to finish the point, he now has 19 hits on the season. He had 18 hits before this game, four of them triples. And if that doesn't sound rather astounding to you, that means 22% of his hits as a hook coming into this game were triples. That's astounding. Check swing strike to Zach Cole. Count is 0-2. Cole popped out to third baseman Saeed Valenzuela in the breeze his first time. Wind inward and very strong, a little bit more right to left than it was when the game started. 0-2 pitch, fouled straight back, do it again on 0-2. And sunshine breaking through, so that shadow stretching out from behind the home plate area and up the first base side. Base of that shadow right to the base of the mound. Pitch on the way from Gunner, and that is just high for a ball. Count 1-2. Guys on the left side will battle the sun at least off and on. Pretty good cloud cover, but also some sun breaking through. The 1-2 pitch from Gunner. Way up and in, 2 balls and 2 strikes to Cole. Zach drafted out of Ball State, 10th rounder in 2022. 2-2 pitch. That's sliced high and foul out of play. Up and over the roof and off to the left. 2 balls, 2 strikes. And top 10 prospect for the Astros. A lot of talent. And again, got really good speed. And has, in scouting terminology, a plus-plus arm. Here's a swing and a miss. Chased one down to the dirt, and he's out on strikes. So first strikeout for Gunnar Hoglund. In fact, Uliola has just one whiff so far in this game. So 2 up and 2 down, and the batter will be Jordan Brewer. Popped out to shortstop his first time up. Hoglund's pitch swung on, bounced long, hard hop, well wide of the bag at third, over toward the screen, 0-1. Jordan at 248 on the season. Very similar numbers, 7-for-28 in the series coming in. That's 250. And it has popped out to shortstop in this one. Right-handed hitter, hands up high, takes high and tight for a ball. 1 ball and 1 strike. Gunnar Hoglund wearing the long dark blue sleeves under the jersey this evening. Here's the 1-1 pitch. Up and away for a ball, 2-1. Don't see that very often anymore. That's kind of old-fashioned looking. I like that. Here's the 2-ball, 1-strike stretch and pitch, swing and a miss. Good breaking ball away, 2-2. Of course, in the old days, they wore the sleeves under the jersey, at least in part for warmth. Don't think that's the case here. Here's the 2-2 delivery, and that's outside for a ball. Full count now, 3-2. Gunnar Hoglund, 6'4", 225, a Florida native from Hudson, Florida. The 3-2, swung on, high fly ball, left field. This is well hit, high and deep. Colby Thomas back. Boy, the wind's going to keep that playable. Colby has it on the track. Well, on a calm evening, that ball is either off the wall or over it, but the wind is blowing in, and Mother Nature really helped there. That's a 3-up, 3-down inning. Couple of routine outs followed by a, well, not so routine on that foul ball to right field. And we'll go to the bottom half of the third inning. I'm going to tell you one of the great sidebar stories in franchise history on our retrospective. Sidebar stories are a terrific part of baseball, and I love this one. We've mentioned Todd Green, a tremendous hitter with the 1995 Angels. Todd was a catcher and spent parts of 11 seasons in the big leagues. One of his stops was with the Yankees, and it was there he caught what might be considered the most significant unofficial pitch in baseball history. Game 3 of the 2001 World Series was played at Yankee Stadium just weeks after the events of 9/11. The setting was one the likes of which we had never and hopefully will never see again. It also became an iconic night for baseball and for the nation. President George W. Bush threw out the ceremonial first pitch. There's a great story about Derek Jeter warning Mr. Bush that he should pitch from the mound and not bounce the pitch because, after all, it was Yankee Stadium and he could be booed. Instead, the president delivered a strike. It was an electrifying moment, and Todd Green caught the pitch. He was the Yankees' backup catcher, not in the lineup. Jorge Posada was scheduled to handle that ceremonial pitch, but Posada was still in the bullpen warming up Roger Clemens. So Todd grabbed his glove, went behind the plate, and became part of history. He says not a day goes by that he doesn't think about what he calls an awesome, healing moment for our country. Todd is right. It's an incredible moment and worth a Google. It was a pitch for all time, and Todd Green caught it. And with that, we go to the bottom half of the third inning. Caden Trinkle, just as we come back, takes called strike. Top of the order will follow. Caden, left-handed hitter, facing the right-hander, and Miguel Uliola's pitch. Did he go? Boy, he did. A little check swing strike. So upon appeal, an 0-2 count. Caden, 235, and again, that average has really bounced up Over his last 13 games, a couple of home runs. They both came in the just-concluded series at Frisco. Takes way up high for a ball here. 94 on that fastball from the right-hander. One ball and two strikes to Caden. Cooper Bowman and Jack Winkler to follow in the Rockhounds' third. Swing and a miss, boy. Good, strong fastball. 94 down in the zone, swinging strike three. So Uliola now with back-to-back whiffs. His first two of the game, but averages about 1.5 per inning. Cooper Bowman, the batter. Well, again, this is going to be really fascinating to see in this series. Cooper, 356 in his last 22 games. But against Corpus, he's under 100 in the first nine games these teams played. Swing sends a high foul ball well out of play. Got out in front of the pitch from Uliola. 0-1 the count to Cooper. Bounced to short his first time up. Six homers, 31 runs driven in. 20 steals in 20 attempts. So one pitch down and away for a ball, 1-1. Right-handed hitter is Cooper. He waits on a one ball, one strike pitch. Tempted, did he go? They'll peel that, but I don't think so. Nice little flick of the bat. 2-1 to count. It's not a streak. He was 0-1 as a pinch hitter in Thursday's doubleheader at Frisco. Here's the 2-1. Little chopper, third base, charging. Play made by Williams. Throw is in time. Well, that's a good play by Jaron Williams. Cooper runs really well. That was a little mini Baltimore chop, and Williams made a good play on it. Jaron really made that look far easier than it is. Especially when you have a guy who can run as boom and can. You have to make that play in stride and make a good strong throw, and Williams did that. Now Jack Winkler, bases empty, two down. Fastball from Uliola down and away for a ball. That was 95. That's about where he's topped out in this game. One ball, no strikes to count. Delivery low away and off the glove of Robleski and back to the screen. Two balls and no strikes. Sun kind of drifting in and out of clouds. It's back out now with a shadow reemerging. Uliola with the sign, the right-hander into the turn, and the 2-0 pitch. Just down and in, ball three, 3-0. Jack Winkler, 273. A couple of home runs, 27 driven in. Here's the 3-0 pitch. He'll take all the way, and that's a strike. 3-1. Colby Thomas would be next for the Hounds in the third. Hounds lead the Hooks 1-0. Pitch from Uliola is down and away for ball four, so base on balls. Jack Winkler, and really the batting average is almost identical to his season number, but it's a pretty good indicator of consistency. Winkler has been on base in 23 of his last 25 games. Again, hitting about what he is for the year in that stretch, 271, but really productive, 19 RBIs and 17 more scored. Here's Colby now. Runner goes. First pitch taken down and in. Here's the throw. That is high and wide. Winkler with a stolen base. Oh, and one to Colby Thomas. Steal for Jack. This is 11th in 12 tries. And that wind, by the way, on guys trying to steal second base, that wind is certainly going to be something catchers will have to deal with in their throw. It's really more right to left now. And still inward. 0-1 stretch, pitch to Colby. Check swing strike, and the count is 0-2. Flew out to right field his first time up. Right-handed hitter waits. 0-2 stretch, pitch swung on, popped up. Is it playable? Right side, foul ground. Robleski, the catcher, giving a look near the screen. Up into the dugout. Well, that's a good effort by Ryan Robleski. Obviously, he doesn't play a lot in this ballpark, and that was right on the near railing of the Rockhounds' dugout. Well, that's tough to get any sense of kind of security and know right where you are. It's a good effort. And it just eluded his glove. Still 0-2 to Colby Thomas. Went on and two out last half of the third inning. Winkler takes the lead, and Uliola will step off the rubber. Colby at 272. And 0-for-1 in this game, flew out to right field to end the first inning. Stretching the 0-2 pitch. Boy, just down and away. Uliola wants an appeal. I don't think Colby, no, he didn't go. 1-2. Pitch did not miss by much. Had to be tempting. 1-2. Right-hander has his sign. Hands between the belt and the letters. Pitch to Thomas, and that's up and in for a ball. 2-2. Shane McGuire would be next. Miguel wants a new baseball, so he will get permission and toss that one out. Every time you see that, you're reminded, I don't know, maybe 3-4 times in the past, we've seen a pitcher toss a baseball out of play before the umpire said it was okay, and that ball is live as the dickens if you do it that way. 2-2 stretch and pitch, and that ball is swung on, sent into left field. That is well struck, but again, the wind is going to corral this, and turnabout is fair play. Fly ball to left field to be handled, and the inning will come to an end. When the top of this inning, Jordan Brewer drove one to deep left field. Colby Thomas does the same on a line drive here, but that is handled. No runs or hits, no errors, and a man left on base. We'll give you totals in a moment. After three, Rockhounds 1, Corpus Christi nothing.
Oxy is proud to operate in the Permian Basin, where our teams are hard at work delivering the energy the world needs, safely, cleanly, and efficiently. We're honored to partner with the Rockhounds to recognize military veterans and service members at home games throughout the season. We salute these heroes for their sacrifices to keep us all safe and to protect our country. Visit Oxy.com to learn more about Oxy and how we zero in to make a difference in the communities where we live and work.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. Take the afternoon off and binge watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment, made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Olympus Properties offer luxury living in West Texas. 1, 2, and 3-bedroom apartment homes featuring modern finishes and amenities including resort-style pools, 24-hour fitness centers, tanning rooms, and more. Anatole on Briarwood in Midland brings it all together with an ideal location combined with contemporary, well-appointed apartment homes. Take a virtual tour, schedule an in-person visit, and look for our move-in specials, all at OlympusProperties.com. Your home, our passion, Olympus Properties.
Thanks for joining us for Texas League Baseball with the Rockhounds. This game summary is brought your way by ConocoPhillips.
Rockhounds lead this game 1-0. The Hooks threatened twice, had two men on in each of the first two innings. Rockhounds scoring in the second. Colin Barber leads it off. We go to the top half of inning number three. Pitch high and away for a ball. Hooks have no runs on three hits. Rockhounds have one run on two hits. The game has been errorless early on. Stretch and delivery, and that'll be inside corner for a called strike. 1-1 to Barber. Jaron Williams and Colin Price to follow. Hounds go into that modified defense now with third baseman Valenzuela playing up the middle. Pitch up high for a ball, 2-1. Hooks have left four men on base. Rockhounds have stranded two and had a base runner, Daniel Susak, thrown out at the plate on a close play, argued by Gregorio Petit, swinging a foul ball just up over the roof on the left side. 2-2. First of a six-game set. Hounds come into this ball game off a 7-5 road trip, leading the Frisco Rough Riders by a half game in the Texas League South Division. 24 to go, 4-6-game series. Pitch down to the dirt, bounds away off the shin protector of catcher Daniel Susak, 3-2. Colin Barber, left-handed hitter, he's the DH in this game. 3-2 count, Hoagland's pitch, foul out of play, count stays 3-2. Hounds and Hooks tomorrow evening, 6:30, will be start time for game two of this set. Jake Bloss, who has been outstanding since joining the Hooks, will Get the strike for Corpus Christi. 3-2 pitch, foul back again. So another 3-2 pitch coming. Domingo Robles and Jack Perkins will be piggyback starters. Neither will go all that deep into the game. Both are just really getting their seasons going after starting the year on the injured list. 3-2 pitch by Hoagland. Fouled back again. That'll put a dent in the press box just to our left. Still 3-2. So an 8-pitch AB, or plate appearance as the case may be, for Colin Barber. Hoagland with a big deep breath. Gunner with a 3-ball, 2-strike pitch, and that is lined up the middle, and that's a base hit. So a leadoff single this time for Colin Barber. Boy, he really earned that. He fouled off 3 2-strike pitches and then just took that 3-2 and laced it back up the middle. One on and nobody down for Jaron Williams. Williams, the third baseman, bounced out first base to pitcher his first time up. That was nicely handled by Brendan Malone at first base, and Gunner covering the bag and had a hustle to do so. Williams is fast, pops this one up near the plate. Susak tosses the mask away and makes the catch. So foul out to the catcher. That's a couple of foul balls handled by Manuel Susak. One man down for Colin Price. Price, the first baseman, walked his first time up. Mentioned he's from Mercer University, and not only are he and Colby Thomas from the same school, they were drafted, both of them, in 2022, so I'm sure it's cool as they have a chance to see one another. Colin was not with the Hooks the first two times until the clubs met. Takes a strike on the outside half here. It's 0-1. Colin playing in his 15th game since joining the Hooks. Upright stance in a right-hand box at 6-5 line drive, and that is caught by Saheed Valenzuela. Throws behind the runner, not in time, but oh my goodness, that's a low line drive. Handled, and now what do we have? We have out? Nope, batter is out. Are both guys out? The right. Saheed Valenzuela is absolutely certain this is a double play. He's almost to the dugout. The umpires will talk it over. Let me get a look here. Boy, couldn't see. I think he made the catch on the line drive. Now, why are we saying out here? Runner at first is safe. The batter is out. That was really interesting. That was a line drive. Now, Gregorio Petit wants an explanation here as well. Now, I think maybe what Saheed is saying, that he got that on a short hop. I don't think so. He caught the ball right at the shoe tops, threw behind the runner. And when Brendan Malone tagged the runner, the umpire indicated out, but he was indicating, I believe, that the batter was out. So Price lines out to third base. Two away. Here's Rolando Espinosa. Throw to first. That had Barber leaning a little bit, but the throw was wide over to first base. So two men down on the inning with a runner on at first. 1-0 Rockhounds. Leadoff single here by Colin Barber. Pitch is, boy, that's a high strike. 0-1 to Espinosa. Rolando turning and asking. Not sure I blame him. Pitch looked as high as we've seen one called a strike, that's for sure. 0-1 count to the right-handed hitter. One on and two out. Hoagland's pitch sails well high this time. One ball, one strike. Espinosa fouled out to Daniel Susak behind the dish in the second inning. Boy, there's a large gap in left center. If he were to go that way, with the wind blowing the way it is, pitch up and in for a ball, 2-1. If the wind is pushing toward left field, and it largely is in this game, it's really a little more right to left than it was at start time. There's a lot of space in left field toward that corner in this ballpark, so you shade that way, and that's what Colby Thomas is doing. Delivery swung on and missed. Boy, fastball down and away, and it's 2-2. One on and two men down, fourth inning. Hooks with a tying run on at first base. So with Colby shading that way in left, and Junior a little bit to the right side of straightaway center field, that left center field gap is pretty wide. 2-2 count. Espinosa waits. Holden's pitch, high and tight, ball three, full count 3-2. So Barber will run with the pitch. Well, we call him Barber. He really earned that base hit, but 1-for-2 in this game against the Rockhounds, but he is hitting right at 375, 380 in the season series against the Hounds. Picks up where he left off, throw to first base, boy, that's close, diving back in. Not a bad time to check the runner back to first with the new rules, with the disengagement rule. You get two tosses over basically on the house with a 3-2 count. Not a bad time to do it. Runner goes on the 3-2 pitch, and that ball hit in the air to center field. Junior coming on, and he will make the catch. Boy, that ball dropped down to about knee high. And the wind is fairly strong, and Junior made that catch coming in. But, boy, he had to reach down below the knees to make that catch. So no runs on a leadoff single. No errors and a man left on base. To the bottom of the fourth inning in this series opener, Rockhounds 1, the Hooks nothing.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Okay, class. So we all know that E equals MC squared. But what about F and G? What are they squared? Huh?
This is Advanced English Lit. What happened to Miss Eileen?
Okay, so I'm not a teacher. I'm an Optimum Tech. When it comes to connectivity, we're experts. If millions of communities rely on us for internet and mobile, you can too. Optimum. Where local is big time. Visit Optimum.com today.
Imagine, you walk into work, turn on your computer, and are met with a message telling you that all your files are now encrypted. Your company has just been hit with ransomware. Every 14 seconds, a new organization will fall victim to ransomware. These and other cyber attacks cost businesses more than $75 billion a year. More than half of these attacks go undetected by antivirus software. Protect your business before it's too late. Call Hilliard Office Solutions for a free security review.
Last of the fourth inning in the middle third of the Rockhounds order, Shane McGuire, Daniel Susak, and Junior Perez. Shane will walk his first time up. Left-handed hitter stands in. First pitch from Uliola is down and in for Miguel for ball. 1-1 ball, no strikes. Just heard from Hilliard Office Solutions. It's just kind of Monday, right, for a lot of folks, the day after the Memorial Day holiday. 1-0 pitch. No delayed call. 1-1 and 1-1 to McGuire. Shane at 255, 3 homers, 17 driven in. 2 of his 3 home runs coming against the Hooks. Takes way up and away for a ball. 2-1. So since this is kind of Monday, you will save your brain power, but I've got to share with you two of my all-time favorite quotes in baseball history were uttered on this date, just a couple of years apart, in fact. The swing and fouled away. And with one of them, it's kind of a cool story. It's the Pacific Coast League long while ago, 1984. That would be 40 years ago, wouldn't it? How about that for arithmetic? Here's the 2-2. Got him called third strike of the knees, and Shane thought that to have been a bit low, but he will walk away. Strikeout number 3 for Uliola. And he's still well under his season average, but that's 3 whiffs. Well, Pacific Coast League game, don't know who the opponent was, it doesn't matter, but the Portland Beavers were really a terrific Pacific Coast League team for a lot of years. Portland without professional baseball anymore. Pitch down and away to Daniel Susak, ripped a double down the left field line and was thrown out trying to score in the double by Brennan Malone. Gregorio argued that, but to no avail. Pitch up high for a ball. Count is 2-0. Susak laced a double into the left field corner. Uliola looking straight into the dish as he gets his sign. Now the turn. Pitch to the plate down the middle for a strike. 2-1. Now, the Portland Beavers were still members of the Pacific Coast League in 1984. They had a manager named Lee Elia, and he tended to get a little fiery. 2-1 pitch lifted high in the air to left field. Wind will knock the stuffing out of this, and Espinosa is there, and he's got it for the out. Two men down in the fourth. Batter is Junior Perez. He flew out to right field his first time. Well, the Beavers were playing baseball, and Lee Elia took offense at a call made by the umpiring crew. And I mean, he took offense. They had a long and heated argument. Here's Junior. Takes just a little away for a ball. And Elia ends up grabbing a folding chair, and he throws it. I don't know where he was at the time, but pretty good toss. He throws it into right field. It's down and away. It's two balls, no strikes. Now, of course, if he hadn't been tossed up to that point, he was certainly tossed then. So Lee Elia is ejected for throwing a folding chair into right field. And that's where the story gets kind of interesting. Now, Pam Postema was the umpire, and she threw Lee Elia out of the game. Pitch swung on and missed 2-1 to Junior. So order is largely restored, but Pam notices that the chair is still in right field. This is a good thing. Good thing to notice, that is. And so the umpire, Pam Postema, instructs the Portland Beavers bat boy, Sam Morris, to go get the chair. Pitched down and away for a ball. I like Sam a lot. I don't know him, but I like him a lot. He said no. Not going to do it. He's loyal to his manager, Lee Elia. So Sam Morris says, no, I'm not going to get that chair. And I'm sure he's a kid. I'm sure he's polite about it. 3-1 pitch, ground ball, couple of hops to third base. Bobbled a little bit by Williams, sets up, throws, and got him. And the inning is over. So 1-2-3, go to the Rockhounds, and we'll go to the top half of the fifth and tell you the tale of Sam Morris. But we come back, and again, it all leads up to one of the greatest quotes, I think, ever in baseball. After four, Rockhounds 1, Hooks nothing.
Your Texas Ford dealers and the Midland Rockhounds know what it takes to be a legend. Strength, determination, and raising the bar. Like Ford F-Series trucks, the best-selling trucks in America for 47 years straight, and the best-selling truck in Texas. Visit your Best in Texas Ford dealer today, or shop at TexasFord.com to get a great deal on a new Ford F-Series truck. Ford, proud sponsor of the Midland Rockhounds. Based on 1977 to 2023 CY total sales.
When the game goes into overtime, but the game goes into overtime. Bud Light, easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Pick up Bud Light at your local convenience store today. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch, Bud Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
There's something special at every Rockhounds home game. Tickets are two for the price of one every Tuesday. All you need is a coupon from any area Baskin-Robbins store. And on Wednesdays, hot dogs are half price. Gates open at 6 o'clock for Tuesday and Wednesday home games, with the first pitch at 6:30 at Momentum Bank Ballpark. Rockhounds Baseball, presented by ConocoPhillips. To find out more, go to MidlandRockhounds.org.
Top of the fifth, it'll be 9-1-2 in the Hooks order. That'll be Ryan Robleski, Tommy Sacco Jr., and Pascanel Ferreras. Telling you the tale of the Portland Beavers bat boy, his name was Sam Morris. This date, 1984, he is instructed by umpire Pam Postema to go to right field and pick up the folding chair that his manager had tossed into right field. Sam said, no, not going to do it. So what does umpire Pam Postema do? She ejects the bat boy. Ejected him. Now, unless he said something kind of nasty, I doubt he did. That seems a little harsh, but he is ejected. Here's Robleski now to lead it off, and Ryan is swinging a miss. So Sam Morris, who, by the way, was 14 years of age, he was in junior high school, gets ejected from the Pacific Coast League game and fined, because that was mandatory, pitched down and away, fined $25. Now, you're a junior high in 1984, $25. There's a swing and a high pop-up into shallow left center field. Perez drifting over Colby. Thomas coming in. Colby will reach up and grab it for the out. So this all goes to the Pacific Coast League office, and this isn't necessarily anything funny. In fact, it's quite the opposite. I love it. I think there should be an award named for the then president of the Pacific Coast League. His name was William Cutler. And William Cutler, you see, the fine crosses his desk as PCL president. Gunnar Hogman delivers down and in. Tommy Sacco Jr., who stumbles out of the way, 1-0. I really, there should be a William Cutler Let's Be Logical Award somewhere in Major League Baseball. William Cutler decided not to find Sam Morris. Here's the 1-0 pitch rolled out toward shortstop. Couple of hops. Jack Winkler, a little room service, double clutched with DeRozan. Just got him by a half step. William Cutler decided not to fine young Sam Morris for his loyalty to Lee Elia and to saying no to the umpire, and he did so with the following quote. How do you fine a bat boy? I love that. William Cutler, where is your statue? In a game where logic is largely out in the ocean somewhere, that's just terrific. A swing and a miss by Pascanel Ferreras. Well, if there isn't a statue, I'll sign the petition for him. Sam Morris, I'm with you. Oh, one stretch and pitch way up in the end, turning away as Ferreras count. As one ball, one strike. Pascanel is 1-for-2 with a single and flew out to right. A 1-1 pitch down and away for a ball. See where this at-bat goes. Two men down in the fifth inning. Rockhounds, one hooks, nothing. The other quote is just a classic by one of those classic baseball guys who said stuff that you just can hardly fathom. Pitch up and away, ball 3-3-1 the count. Ferreras again playing in his 18th game for the Hooks. Stretch in the 3-1, swing and a miss, chased a breaking ball away. Count goes full now, 3-2. Zach Cole would be next year in the Hooks' fifth inning. I'll tell you one of the great quotes from the somewhat immortal Dennis Oil Can Boyd, and it's fitting of a guy with the nickname Oil Can. 3-2, just down and away, ball 4. Now, Ferreras does not have a stolen base. He's 0-for-1 with the Hooks, but he has 4 triples in 60 at-bats, so you know he can flat run a little bit. He's on base, tying run at first base for Zach Cole. The Red Sox were playing the Indians in Cleveland, and the game was 2-0 Red Sox, and they were credited with a win by that score, 2-0. The game was halted, and interesting, Cleveland, this sounds something wrong about this to me. The Cleveland had 2 runners on base in the 6th inning when the game was halted. Pitch misses for ball 1, 1-0, but I'll leave that to the history books. And what happened was visibility dropped to virtually nothing as dense fog rolled into the ballpark in Cleveland from the Lake Erie. Runner goes. Throw down to second. And again, he is out. Ball is covered. Shortstop by Jack Winkler. Ferreras was running. Daniel Susak, good, strong, low throw into the breeze. So no runs or hits, a base on balls, and a 2-6 put out on the caught stealing, and the Hooks are retired here in the fifth. So we're midway through the series opener at Momentum Bank Ballpark with the Rockhounds leading the Hooks 1-0.
Love really good produce? So do we. At H-E-B, you'll always find fresh, flavorful fruits and veggies, including lots of special finds you can't get anywhere else in Texas, like our exclusive Sweet Caroline blackberries. They're the sweetest blackberry you can buy in Texas. Sweet Carolines are in season right now, but only at your H-E-B, where the produce department's always stocked with peak freshness and peak flavor. H-E-B. Here, fresh produce tastes better.
Widener Apartments offer both high-end and affordable 1, 2, and 3-bedroom apartment homes with locations in Midland and Odessa, all convenient to shopping, restaurants, and colleges. In Odessa, visit Acacia Park, where you'll find the best value and a wonderful home waiting for you. In Midland, visit Northridge Court, where you'll find the best selection of floor plans to suit your needs at an affordable price. Widener Apartments, creating communities one person at a time. Visit us at widener.com.
Ovented is proud to support Midland and the Rockhounds. As a leading North American energy company, we produce oil and natural gas safely and responsibly. A challenge we've embraced for over 100 years. Ovented proudly supports the communities where we live and operate, creating a sustainable future to keep equipment rolling, people working, and families fed. Our products fuel the world. We make modern life possible.
Bottom of the fifth and the bottom third of the Rockhounds order to face Miguel Ulloa, Brendan Malone, Saeed Valenzuela, and Casey Trinkle. Brennan, only RBI of this game, a double back in the second inning. Drove in one, very nearly two. Takes a strike on the outside edge, 0-1. Brennan's RBI is 19th. Malone on base in 18 of his last 21 games, including this one. Swings high fly ball left field. Drifting over is Espinosa near the bullpen. Reaches up. Got up the top of the railing. Is barehanded by Espinosa. Wow. This ballpark has been open since 2002. Never seen that. That ball hit the railing of the bullpen in left field, bounced up in the air, and Espinosa barehanded it. We'll watch again on the replay. When you say that missed a home run by inches, that is not a cliche. That's absolutely true. Second double for Malone off the top of the left field railing, but it came back into play, and Espinosa barehanded it. Looking to bunt, Saeed takes up and away for a ball. And if that ball goes sideways at all, it probably would have gotten beyond Espinosa. Might have been a triple for Malone. Instead, it's a double, his second of the game. He's at second base, nobody down. Bring Mark, boy, that's not easy to do. Pitch right down the chute. That's a called strike, 1-1. Boy, how does that ball not get into the bullpen? But the answer is it did not. Bounced up instead of, bounced north and south instead of east and west. Pitch to Saeed, just down and in for ball two. Two balls and a strike. So the Hounds with a leadoff double here in the fifth inning. In the second, Shane McGuire walked. Daniel Susak doubled. Then one out later, Brennan doubled for the first time in this game. McGuire scored. Susak thrown out on a very close play that the Hounds argued. 2-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. Boy, chase that fastball up, did Saeed. 92-mile-an-hour pitch. That's the same pitch that got him first time around. And right now, 4 for his last 32. That's a 125 average. That's a struggle at the dish. 2-2 count. Malone takes the lead, and what do we have? Time or a pitch clock violation? I think it's going to be violation. Yeah, it sure is. So 3-2. Called rather emphatically, by the way, Austin Snow. Austin is our crew chief. He's from Broken Arrow, Oklahoma. Mickey Smith from Aubrey, Texas at first base. And Daniel, by the way, from Camarillo, California. He's our third base umpire. 3-2 count. Runner in scoring position. Nobody down. Pitch down low to Saeed. Draws a walk. So 2-1 and nobody down. And the batter will be Caden Trinkle. Caden struck out swinging his first time up. And I think, yep, some activity in the Corpus Christi bullpen. Hooks, by the way, are a team that uses a lot of piggyback starts. Hounds will have one tomorrow, but that's out of the ordinary for the Hounds. Trinkle looks to bunt, draws the bat back, takes up high for a ball, 1-0. Mention Caden at 235. Had a very good series at Frisco. First two home runs of his season. Runners take their leads. Pitch on the way. Look to bunt. Draws the bat back again, and wisely so. Takes down a low ball two. Field pretty much in shadows. Little bit of sunlight. It's pretty much veiled. Wind is still strong. Again, inward and right to left. Boy, it has blown some baseballs around. I think kept at least one ball in the ballpark and maybe kept another one from doing a little more damage. Seen a good number of pop-ups in this game, and they have been an adventure. 2-1 and nobody down. Malone is on its second. Valenzuela at first. 2-0 count. Trinkle takes up high. Ball three. Shows bunt each time, but all three pitches miss. Ulloa has walked three batters in this game. Has struck out three. The three walks, not unusual. The low strikeout number is very unusual for him. 3-0 pitch. High strike, 3-1. and 62 whiffs in 44 innings coming in. So now 3-1. See if Caden shows bunt again here. Runners their leads off first and second. He is swinging away and swings and foul tips this one at the plate. Now Gregorio Petita and Caden Drinkler both saying he was interfered with. Well, now that's interesting. They both reacted immediately, and Gregorio, who is demonstrative, that is a really good word for Gregorio Petit. He is demonstrative. And, well, you know what? He just pulled a Darren Bush. He's going to get him to talk about it. Umpire and crew going to get together. That's kind of surprising that Austin Snow wouldn't have heard that contact of bat and glove. And the reactions were very interesting because just out of the corner of my eye, nope, they say no. And again, really, if the home plate umpire doesn't have the contact call, I can't imagine a base umpire is going to overrule that or suggest otherwise from that far away. But it was just interesting because both Gregorio and Caden reacted just instantaneously, but satisfaction is not theirs. The count is 3-2. Left-handed hitter up there, Brendan Malone at second, Sahidas at first. Don't imagine the runners would be going here. Let's see. 3-2 count. Nope, they do not. Pitch to Caden. Low and in, doesn't matter. Ball four, and Uliola didn't care for that call. So bases are loaded. Bottom third of the order, loading the bases. And now Cooper Bowman. Well, this becomes interesting. Going to get a visit to the mound here. As your coach will join that. Let's finish our Gilliard-Off solution. Telling you about that ball game in Cleveland. Game was called in the sixth inning, and interesting, the home team was trailing with runners at second and third, but the game was ended. It was not suspended, it was ended, and Boston beat Cleveland 2-0. The reason for the game being ended early was fog rolling in so that visibility was virtually nil. And the fog, of course, rolling in from the Great Lakes, rolling in from Lake Erie. After the game, the one and only Dennis Oil Can. Boy, this, by the way, is perfect music. I didn't ask for it, but it's really good. Yeah, thank you. Very good, very good. Dennis Oil Can Boyd talking about the low visibility, game being canceled due to fog rolling in off Lake Erie, said, Oil Can, well, what do you expect when they build a ballpark on the ocean? I think I might have gone to school with guys like Oil Can. Yeah, it's not the ocean, big guy. That's not the ocean. Called strike to Cooper. It's 0-1. By the way, I Googled it. Cleveland is 300 miles from the Atlantic and 2,000 miles from the Pacific. So missed it by that much. What do you expect when they build a ballpark on the ocean? Pitch to Cooper, low and away, 1-1. Good stuff. Good quotations today. Thank you, William Cutler. Thank you, Oil Can Boyd. One ball and one strike to Cooper. Bases loaded. Nobody down. Right-handed hitter waits. He's 0-2. Swings and nubs one foul. Back to the screen. 1-2. Well, again, it has been a real struggle for Cooper against Corpus Christi. He is 3-for-34. And about the last time, right after these teams last met here at Momentum Bank Ballpark, that's when Cooper started his current tear that he has been on. One ball, two strikes. Pitch is swung on and missed. He's out on strikes. Boy, the hooks continue to just have a spell cast on the Rockdown second baseman. One man down in the inning, fourth strikeout for Uliola. By the way, Cooper Bowman has hits in 21 of his last 22 games. And to mention, the exception was 0-for-1 as a pinch hitter last Thursday as part of a doubleheader at Frisco. Here's Jack Winkler now, bases full. 1-0 Hounds. Pitch to Jack up high for a ball, 1-0. Well, there had been activity in the Corpus bullpen. Nobody visible down there right now. 1-0 the count. Bases full. One away. Jack Winkler is 0-for-1 with a walk and a steal. Swings. Fly ball. Right field. Slicing toward the line. That ball will drop in fair territory. That will drive home one. And the runners will hold from there. Boy, Jack Winkler As is the case in business, what's important? Location, location, location. That ball floated and with the wind and knocked down and dropped just inside the right field foul line. Jack with his 28th RBI of the season. Brendan Malone comes across to score. We'll watch again on the replay here. Yep, not a foot inside the paint line. Single for Jack Winkler. Fourth hit, second run for the Rockhounds. Base is still full. Here is Colby Thomas. Delivery in the dirt. Good block by Robleski behind the plate. One ball, no strikes. Hounds have struggled to score runs the last four games, including this one. It's a 2-0 game. Scored just two runs total Saturday and Sunday at Frisco. Here's the 1-0. Way inside for a ball. Two balls, no strikes. Hounds won 5-2 on Friday, but two of the runs scored on a very uncharacteristic error by Frisco center fielder Kellen Strom. Here's the two ball, no strike, pitching away to Colby. Takes down the middle for a strike, 2-1. He's flown to right and flown out to deep left field, 0-2. Rockhounds leading run producer and one of the Texas League's best at the plate in Colby Thomas. 2-1 count, bases full. Loyola is a good matchup. No, it turned into a check swing. Did not mean to, but clearly went around. It's 2-2. Shane McGuire on deck. Well, Hounds had second and third. Nobody out in the second inning. Scored one. And again, a close call on a potential second run. Loaded the bases with nobody out here. One run in. 2-2 count with one away to Colby. Swing, fly ball at the line, drive into right center field. That ball will sink, and that will drop all the way. It goes to the base of the tracker, just shy of it. One run scores, two run score. Relay, shallow right center field. Throw is wide, run scores. Three run double, Colby Thomas. Colby Thomas has flat out been one of the really exciting players in the Texas League in 2024. RBI numbers 37, 38, and 39. And with that, that's going to be it for Miguel Ulloa. As Colby clears the bases with a double, and the Rockhounds now scored four in the inning. They lead it 5-0. With just a line shot. Colby has had some ups and downs. His last four games coming into this one, or last three, forgive me, he was just 1-11. But he's a guy who's handled the ups and downs really well. And again, he's been so productive. 39 runs batted in now. And that will be it for Miguel Ulloa. And for the first time, the Rockhounds actually get to him a little bit. And the hooks will go to the bullpen and get a right-hander. And that'll be, lefty. So lefty, it's Brian DePaula, isn't it? Yep, sure is. Brian DePaula will come on to pitch, the only left-hander out of the bullpen. And he will face Shane McGuire, but the Rockhounds now breaking loose for the first time in a few ball games. So DePaula on in the fifth. Inherits a runner at second base with one man down. So for Miguel Ulloa, he will depart having given up 5 runs on 5 hits, 4 walks, 4 strikeouts. He's responsible, of course, for Colby Thomas on at second base. 4 1/3 innings. And DePaula will come on to pitch. Interesting series going on, and I meant to look at this a little bit earlier, but Frisco Rough Riders, remember, trailed the Rockhounds by just 1 game in the Texas League South. They are playing at San Antonio. You know, it's the first game of this homestand, and I look to my right at my trusty computer, and it is a beautiful, dark, charcoal gray screen with not a thing on it. Thank you very much. That's going to be a little bothersome, I think. Check that series, though. Frisco and San Antonio as we get back to it here. And Shane McGuire takes up high for a ball. One ball, no strikes. San Antonio, 5 games back. There's the stretch now with McGuire. Bluff move out towards second. The Missions are five games out, but in their next two series, one at home and then one here, they will face the two teams above them, the Riders and the Rockhounds. Virtual tie for the top spot in the South. Pitch low and away from DePaula for ball two, 2-0. Frisco leading San Antonio 2-0 in the Alamo City. DePaula comes set. Batter is left-handed hitting Sean McGuire. Shane, I'm sorry to know that better than that. Pitch down and away, ball three, 3-0 to Shane. Walked and scored in the second. Struck out looking to lead off the fourth. Guys from my home state, I messed up the first name. Three balls and no strikes. Or excuse me, 2-1, 2-1, forgive me. Stretch by DePaula, and a swing and a miss. So McGuire at the plate, Daniel Susak on deck. The base runner is Colby Thomas there with a three-run double. Scoreboard has 2-2. I had 3-1, and I thought that's what Austin Snow just indicated. Set by DePaula, left-hander delivers, and that is down low. Nope, and now it is 3-2. That didn't sound right either. I'll go with that. First base open. Brian DePaula leans in, has his sign. Colby Thomas, the walking leadoff, second base. Kick and a pitch, and that is way up and in for ball. Throw behind. Thomas gets into center field, and that will advance a runner to third. Yeah, just not a good throw there by Ryan Robleski. So a base on balls for McGuire. It's his second of the ball game. Throwing error on the catcher, Robleski, allows Colby Thomas to get to third with one man down. So the game's first error advances a runner. The walk for McGuire. Bring up Daniel Susak, lined a double into the left field corner in the second inning, flew out to left field his last time up. Shane McGuire, the base runner, and I will quickly insert that he does have five steals in as many attempts on this season. Not likely here, of course, left-hander on the mound. DePaula with a stretch-in pitch, and the ball sent foul. Boy, and Susak fell down swinging at that ball. Well, I mean, hit the deck. Boy, see, some guys kind of lose their balance a little bit, but I mean, he flat hit the deck on that swing. Guys, we've seen a ball carry him up the bullpen railing and handle in the air, and seen a guy swing and miss and fall flat on down. 0-1 stretch, toss over to first. So Shane McGuire, those five steals, has the hooks worried. And the Rockhounds feel they can run against the Hoods pitching staff. Left-hander on the mound here. Both of these teams, in fact, we mentioned, run a lot. Toss over to first base, runner back. There are six teams in minor league baseball with 75 or more stolen bases, and these are two of them. Hooks with 75, Hounds with 78 coming into this ballgame. Swinging a foul straight back, 0-2 to Daniel Susak. Hounds with a steal. That was Jack Winkler in the third inning. Corbis had two runners in motion on a pitch earlier in the game, and the pitch was fouled away. So it's first and third, one man down. Four runs in the inning, three of them on the double by Colby Thomas. McGuire is running. Pitch is low and outside. The throw to second base, and he got under the tag. Run scores, double steal. Shane McGuire steals second. Colby Thomas delayed steal a home. Going to get a look at this one again. Wow, you know what? He got around that tag. I thought for certain he was out. Wow. Reached with the right-handed Shane McGuire, if I'm pretty sure on that replay is correct. The swing, and Susak sends one down toward the left field corner, and that ball will sink, and that's going to drop for a base hit. That'll bring home a run. Susak coming for second to throw, and he will go in standing up. Second double in the game for Daniel Susak. One again turned on that one, left field toward the corner. That brings home a run. That will make both runs that have scored here in the last couple of moments. That makes them both earned. Thomas had advanced on the throwing error by the catcher. So the Rockhounds have stolen three bases in this game, including a double steal of home. 6 runs go to Uliola. His day is now through, and Brian DePaula gives up a run on a walk and a base hit. Pitch bounced foul here off the bat of Junior Perez. Rockhounds have batted around in this inning, and there is one man out. And it's 0-1 to Junior. So the Hounds have scored 6 times in the inning. They lead it 7-1 with a runner in scoring position, and Junior sends one high and foul into the right field corner. Down goes 0-2, so the Hounds will bat around, it appears, here in the fifth, barring something bizarre. And the guy who started it, Brendan Malone, is on deck. A stretch and pitch, and that's fouled straight back. Count stays 0-2. Well, the Rockhounds have now scored more runs in this game than they have scored earned runs anyway in the last 3 games combined. Scored 5 on Friday night, but 2 of those came again on an error. In fact, they were included the go-ahead run. So scored 3 earned runs on Friday, scored 1 run total Saturday and again on Sunday. But a 6-run inning here in the fifth. Pitch is, boy, called. Third strike. Junior Perez in some disbelief. Wow, it looked wide from up here, but he is out on strikes. Brian DePaula just got that outside edge. So 1 on and 2 men down, and we'll bring up Brendan Malone, who started this inning with a double. An entertaining double. Found the left field bullpen railing. That's padded, of course. Ball kicked in the air, was barehanded by Espinosa. Gets up high for a ball, 1-0 to Malone. So Brennan at the plate, runner in scoring position, Daniel Susak. Two doubles in the ball game for Susak. One of them was driving home a run just a moment ago. Pitch one that got off the glove of Matthew Robleski. We'll see. It contacted the glove, and I don't know that it could be a wild pitch. I would imagine it would be a pass ball. So a pass ball on Robleski. You can hear the pop of the glove, so not always, of course, the only indicator, but that's a pretty good one there. So the pass ball, runner at third. There are 2 men down. Count 2-0 to Brendan Malone. Down 7-0 in this game. Pitch outside for a ball. So 3-0 to count. Forgive me if I said 7-1 a couple of moments ago. 6 runs in the inning plus 1 in the second, so it's a 7-0 ball game. With an uprising here in the inning. Pitch a high strike, and the count goes 3-1. So Eddie Valenzuela would be next in the inning. So 3 runs on the double by Colby Thomas, RBI single Jack Winkler, RBI double by Daniel Susak, called strike 2. Brendan thought he had a walk. Malone 2-for-2, pair of doubles. He drove in the first run of the ball game, and he scored after leading off this the fifth inning with a double. Another run in this inning, scoring on a double steal. A swing and a miss on the pitch down and in, so DePaula comes back after falling behind 3-0 and gets back-to-back strikeouts to end the inning, but not before the Rockhounds put a half dozen up on the board. So we have played 5. We'll get you some totals here in just a couple of moments before this ball game changing and changing big time. After 5, Rockhounds 7, and the Hooks nothing.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
You're listening to Texas League Baseball with the Rockhounds. This game summary is delivered by ConocoPhillips.
for the first four innings, we had ourselves a one-run ball game. The Hooks, in fact, with a couple of good opportunities earlier on in this game. They had two on with both the first and second innings. Two on with nobody out, in fact, in the first. But the Hounds got out of those two threats. Hounds scoring the first run of the ball game in the bottom half of the second to walk to Shane McGuire. And then doubles by Daniel Susak and Brennan Malone. Malone to the RBI. Second run was narrowly denied at the plate. It was 1-0. Stayed that way until the fifth. And when the Rockhounds really, really busting loose, scores six runs in the inning. Brennan Malone led it off with a double. So Heath Valenzuela and Caden Trinkle both drew walks. With one out, Jack Winkler set a shallow fly down the right field line, dropped for an RBI single, and Colby Thomas cleared the bases with a three-run double. Thomas and Shane McGuire pull a double steal with Colby scoring, and an RBI double by Daniel Susak wrapped up the scoring in the inning. So we go to the top of the sixth inning. Zach Cole takes down and away. He was at the plate when Pascanel Ferreras was thrown out trying to steal a base. Swinging and a miss. He's behind an off-speed pitch, and the count goes 1-1. Well, the Hounds lead all of a sudden 7-0. Pitch high and away for a ball. And Gunnar Hoagland now a 2-1 count. Big deep breath as he faces the left-handed hitting center fielder. And Cole, a big swing and a miss, comes up empty 2-2. Jordan Brewer and Colin Barber to follow here in the Corpus Christi sixth inning. To the totals after this AB. Pitch swung on and then it's sent high in the air, right center field. Perez moving over, as is Caden Trinkle, and Trinkle will make the catch in right center field, not overly deep. One man down in the sixth. Corpus Christi, no runs on four base hits. One error, 0-4-1. Here comes Gregorio. That's going to be it, I would think, for Gunnar Hoagland. He's gone deep in the count much in this ball game, so pitch is, of course, far more important than innings, and yep, that'll be it. That's a well-deserved pat on the back. Well, his last two times out in this ballpark, he was perfect his last time, and it was 5 1/3 shutout in this one. And he was part of a little flirtation with a potential perfect game his last time out. So Gunnar goes 5 1/3. Nobody left on base, so four base hits, no runs earned or otherwise. He walked two, really pitched to contact. He struck out only one batter in this game. Wander Guante will relieve him here in the sixth inning. Wander coming out of the Rockhounds bullpen, and he will face the 4 and 5 hitters in the order, Jordan Brewer and Colin Barber. So Wander Guante is on the pitch. Rockhounds in this ballgame have seven runs on six hits. No errors on the Rockhounds. They have left three men on base, one man thrown out at the plate trying to score. And a six-run fifth inning. Boy, really changing the complexion of this game. It is 7-0 in the sixth inning. Mention that series, Frisco and San Antonio. 24 games remaining in this first half pennant race, and they said it on the road trip, and you'll know that they'd looked at it really much even before the start of the swing. Rockhounds and Frisco just met for the first time on the season, splitting that series at Frisco. They will meet here for the first time on the season, the last series of the first half. If San Antonio is to be a threat, obviously that will be determined the next 2 weeks as they host Frisco and come here to face the Hounds. Jordan Brewer takes outside, ball one from right-hander Wander Guante. Jordan 0 for 2, he popped to short and then drove the ball, boy, really, I think probably on a calm night, off the wall or over it. In left field, takes down and away, ball 2-2-0. But it is not a calm night, and that wind right now, again, almost directly inward. So the ball ran out of steam on the track with Colby Thomas hauling it in. 2-0 pitch, fouled away, count 2-1. Wander Guante making his third appearance since joining the Hounds. 3 2/3 innings. 3 hits, 1 run allowed, 1 walk, 4 strikeouts. 2.4 ERA, has a win. It's down and away, 3-1. 3 balls, 1 strike. Under 6'1", 183, 23 years of age, out of Santo Domingo in the Dominican. 3-1 pitch, bounce toward third base. That is a fair ball. Backhanded, and the throw by Valenzuela got him. Boy, that's a pretty play by Saheed Valenzuela. A long, hard bounce toward the third base line. And boy, you can see he's set up, and they're throwing. Remember, that wind is 20-plus. That was a really nice play. Look at this again. See how deep he was behind the bag. Yeah, he was well behind the bag and threw from foul territory. Really good play by Saeed. Two men down. Here is Colin Barber. Swinging. He sends one to right field. Over is Caden Trinkle near the bullpen, and he reaches up and makes the catch at the bullpen railing. Again, with no wind, that ball is easily a short porch home run. Boy, Colin Barber just picked the wrong day to send one toward the right field short porch. Just ran out of steam in the wind. Go to the bottom half of the sixth inning, taking you back on one of our retrospectives, back to the one glory year of the Angels era in our franchise's history.
In 1995, the Angels became just the second club in the franchise's first 24 years to reach the League Championship Series, and winning what was then the West Division was quite a ride. With two games remaining in the first half, the Angels, San Antonio, and El Paso were in a tremendous three-way race. The Angels were playing the Diablos at Cohen Stadium in El Paso, a ballpark that was justifiably renowned as a visiting team's nightmare, particularly visiting pitchers. The Angels took a 5-2 lead into the last of the ninth, but a two-run triple from Brian Banks cut the lead to 5-4 with the tying run at third and nobody out. The man on the mound was reliever Mike Schuller, a former major leaguer with the Seattle Mariners. After giving up the triple to Banks and with Cohen Stadium at its intimidating best, he retired the next three batters, sealing a 5-4 win that would end up deciding the first half pennant. I saw Mike the next day and told him he had me a little bit nervous in the broadcast booth. He laughed and looked at me and said, "It's all right, Bob. After the triple, I knew I had him." Great stuff. The Angels then faced Wichita, the Wranglers, in the division playoffs, and it would be another ex-big leaguer, former World Series MVP Pedro Guerrero, who would deliver the game-winning RBI in the fifth and deciding game of the series. Both Mike and Pedro were hoping for a return to the show, but the 1995 season here would be the last for both. The former big leaguers were with the club all season and were front and center as the Angels won the West.
And at the bottom half of the sixth inning, guy who just made a terrific play, Saheed Valenzuela, takes down low for ball. 1-1 ball and no strikes to Saheed. I was slow on the trigger, I apologize. 1-0 pitch to Saheed, chopped back up the middle, shortstop, charging. Sacco Jr. makes the play and the throw nicely. Tommy Sacco Jr. with a good piece of defense on the little chopper off the bat of Saheed. One man down in the bottom of the sixth inning. Caden Trinkle, the batter, walked and scored in the fifth inning. Struck out in the third and then walked in across the dish in the fifth. Rockhounds lead this game 7-0. Boy, a tale of two games. Breaking pitch away from Brian DePaula for ball one, 1-0. Brian DePaula, left-hander, out of Pedro Brand in the Dominican Republic. Delivery down and away for a ball, 2-0. Lefty-lefty matchup here with Caden Trinkle at the plate. Top of the order, Cooper Bowman on deck. Swing, little slicer down the left field side in hot pursuit, but running out of room is Jaron Williams. Good effort. Two balls, one strike. Brian DePaula comes into this game. He's just been exceptional out of the Corpus Christi bullpen. Makes his 12th appearance of the season, a 1.72 ERA coming in. He has given up a run, though, in this game. Given up only 5 hits coming in 15 and two-thirds. Walks have been the only issue. Delivery is up and in for a ball, 3-1. DePaula with 15 walks in 15 and two-thirds and 18 strikeouts. And with all of that, even with those walks, a 1.28 whip, batting average against him, 0.98 coming in. Hounds get a walk and a double against him. Pitch, woo, way up and in, and Caden Trinkle will take his base. That pitch right over the top of the batting helmet. So, again, bases on balls have been really the only issue for DePaula. But that's a lot of walks. Brian, 24 years of age. Came over from the Marlins in a trade 6 years ago now, 2018, with the Astros. Top of the order, Cooper Bowman, 0 for 3 in this game. And boy, what is it about the hooks that have really handcuffed him? The pitch, woo, up and back to the screen. That one sailed up and away a little bit, so I would think wild pitch on that. So Caden Trinkle down to second base, 1-0 count to Cooper. Jack Winkler and Colby Thomas really got things going in that fifth inning. We'll follow here in the sixth. Field pretty much in shadows now. Last sunlight just hitting the batter's eye in center. Cooper takes, called strike inside edge. One ball, one strike. Bounced to shortstop in the first inning. Nice play at third by Jaron Williams. Retired him in the third. And a swinging strikeout against Uliola. Last inning, pitch is just a bit inside. Count goes 2-1, two balls, one strike. Cooper, right-handed hitter. Trinkle takes the lead off second base. The stretch and pitch by DePaula. It's chopped out toward first baseman going to make the play. Pitcher to cover, not going to get him. That'll be a base hit for Cooper. Well, finally found a way. He hasn't had a lot of success against the hooks. That was just a big high bouncer. Kind of a mini Baltimore chop between first and second. By the time first baseman Colin Price got there, Cooper never runs really well. No way for DePaula to get there ahead of him. So, infield single for Cooper Bowman. His last couple of hits have been kind of interesting. But he's been on such a terrific tear. He's now hit in 22 of his last 23. And that'll be it for Brian DePaula. So, the left-hander's day is done. First and third of the runners with one man down. The sixth inning, will check the bullpen as the looks will get a right-hander. I'll say it's a big guy, Casey Ford. Yeah, it's Casey Ford who will come on. And he will face Jack Winkler with 2-1 and one man down here in the sixth inning. Get Casey's name on the card. Brian DePaula came on. Got two outs in the fifth inning, one out here, so he combined one inning of work. He gives up one base hit. That was an RBI double. One run it was earned. He walks two batters. He strikes out two. And is responsible, of course, for the two men on base. So right-hander Casey Ford out of the bullpen. Big right-hander makes his 14th appearance. A couple of saves for the hooks. Has a 3.86 ERA. Only 8 hits and 11 and 2 thirds. Opposition hitting under 200 against him. 8 walks against 16 strikeouts. So a certainly respectable 1.37 whip for the bearded right-hander. Casey, 6'6", 275 out of Bella Vista, Arkansas. Jack Winkler the batter with runners at the corners. Rockhounds. Perhaps anyway, in command of this game, 7-0 last of the sixth inning. Jack Winkler 1-for-2, a walk and a steal early on, tossed to first base. That'll check Cooper back to the bag. So you get the burglar on at first. We'll see if 7-0 in the sixth. Obviously, the hooks think it's a possibility he's going. They just threw over. Winkler waits. Pitch to Jack, swung on, punch through right side, base hit, inside out, swing, sharp single to right field, drives home a run, 8-0 Rockhounds. Jack Winkler's 29th RBI of the season brings home Caden Trinkle. That run will go to DePaula. So Rockhounds, after mention, really struggling to produce runs at the second half of that series in Frisco. They put an 8 spot on the board in this one. First and second, here's Colby. He's driven in 3. Next RBI would be his 40th. Check swing. Did he go? That might appeal that. Nope, did not go. 1 ball and no strikes to count. Colby 1 for 3, but the one was big. Bases loaded. Bases clearing triple to right center field, or double, excuse me, to right center field. Drove in 3 runs. Advanced to third on an error and scored on a double steal. Hymns taking home with Shane McGuire stealing second. Shane's 6th steal. The swing and a bouncer toward third. That's a foul ball wide of the bag. Jaron Williams tracks that down at foul ground. 1-1. Colby came in at 272 on this season. I guess you buy your tickets, you can cheer for whoever you want. So just sort of come on hooks. Okay. 1-1 pitch, check swing. Boy, Colby really fooled by the delivery from Casey Ford down to the dirt. Count is 1-2. Casey, non-drafted free agent, went to college at Kansas State. Comes set, hands at the letters. Is a quick glance at the runner, now delivers this ball, chopped toward third base, and that is a fair ball, or is it? Well, might have had interference called. Colby Thomas, yep, he's going to reach on interference. Rockhounds thought that had occurred earlier in this game, but it does here, so for Colby, that is neither a plate appearance nor an at-bat. With catcher's interference, second error of this ball game. And it'll be Shane McGuire with the bases loaded, 1 man down. Shane 0-for-1 with a pair of walks, sandwiched around a whiff. It's way outside, and a good play by Robleski to track that thing down. Well, that was 96 miles an hour, and that was about to take off. Really good play by Robleski, saves a run. Granted, it's a lopsided game at this point, but that's still a good play by the catcher. 1 ball, no strikes, bases full. Pitch to McGuire. Just up and away, ball 2. 2 balls, no strikes. And command, pretty much the only issue for Ford. Well under a hit per inning, but 8 walks against 16 whiffs. He struck out 16 batters in 11 2/3. 2-0 stretch and pitch. That's outside. That's ball 3. So now that pitcher's mound is a lonely spot. Catcher's interference is always an interesting error in my baseball mind from a scoring standpoint, because a batter really doesn't exist. Neither a plate appearance nor an at-bat. Pitch down the middle for a strike, 3-1. Now the bases are full. Infield single, Cooper Bowman. RBI single by Jack Winkler brought home Trenkel. And then the catcher's interference. Time called at the plate here. Last of the 6th innings, Ron, a 6th inning. Rockhounds lead it by a score of 8-0. Bases loaded, 1 out. 3-1 stretch by Ford. Bases full. Casey's pitch swung on and missed. Again, fastball at 96. You can throw the baseball in the mid to upper 90s, and you're going to be gainfully employed for a while. In case you mentioned, non-drafted free agent, so he's kind of defying the odds just by being here. 3-2 stretch, bases full, pitch swung on, punched foul out of play. That will stay 3-2 to Shane. McGuire again, couple of walks in this game. Numbers aren't overwhelming, but just really good consistency. He's reached base in 14 of his last 15. 3-2 yet again, stretch by Ford. Runners there, leads off all 3 bases. Pitch, up, down and in, ball 4, and that'll force one home. So Shane McGuire, 18th RBI, his 3rd walk of this game. That pushes Cooper Bowman across. Rockhounds lead it now 9-0. Jack Winkler to 3rd, Colby Thomas to 2nd. So that run goes against Brian DePaula. I would think that would be unearned for the moment. So the bases are still full with one man down. The batter, Daniel Susak, 2-for-3 with a couple of doubles, takes down and away for a ball. Susak, 2 doubles in 3 trips. Brendan Malone, 2 doubles in 3 trips for the Hounds. Each guy with an RBI, and Brendan also scored a run. Now, the Hounds have forced in another. It is a 9-0 ball game. Pitched by Ford, swung on and missed. Now, that one 95, and Susak could not catch it. Well, again for the Hooks. It's been a certainly frustrating season. 15-30 coming in. 7 of those losses against the Hounds. Swinging the ground ball out towards second base. Going to have to come to first, so a run will score. 10-0 on the bounce out by Daniel Susak. And in to score. The horn a little late. In to score is Jack Winkler. So the RBI on the bounce out for Daniel Susak. That run goes against Casey Ford. And it's now a 10-0 ball game. Pitched down and in for a ball to Junior Perez. Junior, I do believe, yep, the only Rockhound, not picking on you, Junior, the only Rockhound not to reach base in this game. Runners at second and third. Right-handed hitter waits. Long set by Ford. Pitch swung on, tapped out towards second base on 3 hops. Ferreras makes that play, and the throw is in time, and the inning is over. So Junior, the only guy who hasn't had any fun at the dish in this ballgame for the Rockhounds. Hounds have 8 more to the dish here in the 6th inning and put 3 more on the board. So we have played 6 innings of baseball. This is the opener of a 6-game series between the Rockhounds and the Hooks. And after 6 complete, it is the Rockhounds 10 and the Hooks nothing.
Are you ready for ultra-reliable, ultra-fast, award-winning internet and better mobile? Experience astounding service and savings tailored to your needs all from Astound. Call 1-800-4-ASTOUND or visit astound.com to get internet for just $20 a month. Add unlimited mobile on one of the nation's largest, most reliable 5G networks free for 12 months. Be astounded and switch today. Restrictions apply. See astound.com for details.
The Permian Basin is all about the oil and gas industry, and the Midland Reporter-Telegram's weekly oil report has it covered. Each week, we report on the O&G news that matters to the people of Midland. We look at trends and feature the decision makers that drive the industry. In print, online, or in our e-edition, we've got you covered. Log on today at MRT.com for the best of Midland. That's MRT.com. The Midland Reporter-Telegram, delivering life every day.
Make Rockhounds baseball part of your weekend. We start things off a day early with a ballpark tradition, Thirsty Thursday. Friday home games feature souvenir giveaways, and Saturday night baseball means fireworks. When the Hounds are home on a Saturday night, we'll have a fireworks show for you after the game. Gates open at 6 o'clock on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, with the first pitch at 7 at Momentum Bank Ballpark. Rockhounds Baseball, presented by ConocoPhillips. To find out more, go to MidlandRockhounds.org.
Jaron Williams leads it off, makes his Double-A debut this evening, takes outside for a ball from right-hander Wander Duarte. 7th inning of this one, and a swing and a miss. Breaking ball away, 1-1. Jaron 0-for-2. Passed out first base to pitcher in the second inning. Fouled out to catcher Daniel Susak his last time. Takes a strike to the knees, outside edge, 1-2. Colin Price and Rolando Espinosa will follow in the Corpus Christi 7th inning. Oh, an absolute tale of 2 games. The first half of this game, first 4.5 innings, 1-0 Rockhounds, and since then 9-0 Hounds. Reaches for the 1-2 pitch and a foul ball, protecting the outside part of the plate. And Jaron with Asheville hit .310 in 31 games, so he certainly earned a promotion up to the Double-A level. Had 5 homers for the Tourists, That's the name of the team, by the way, not just a community group. 24 runs driven in. Takes outside for a ball, 2-2. Stole 12 bases, was caught only a couple of times, so he joins the hooks. Forget about the frustrating season right now for Corpus, 15-30 coming in. Pitch low and away, ball 3-2 from Guante. Well, one of the beauties, of course, of minor league baseball, the season divided into halves, and we've seen remarkable changes. That's kind of the nature of the game anyway. Pitch down and in, ball 4 from Guante. So the last thing Wander wanted to do was offer up a walk, but offer it up he does. And now Colin Price. Price walked in the second inning. He lined out right at the shoe tops. A really good play by Saeed Valenzuela at third base in inning number 4. Saeed's made a couple of really nice defensive plays in this game. Pitch moved down away back to the screen. And to second base goes Williams. So walking a wild pitch from Guante. Fastball was in 94, but that found its way all the way back to the backstop. One ball, no strikes to Colin Price. And change is the nature of the game. You're going to have a revolving cast of characters, at least to a certain extent in minor league baseball. The nature of the game. Called strike to the knees, 1-1. And of course, the other side of the deal, the better you play as an individual, the better the opportunity to move up. Pitch down and away for a ball, 2-1. It's almost inevitable that you will lose some of your best players, at least a small number, if not a bunch, over the course of a minor league season. So that season divided into halves really makes an interesting element. 2-1 pitch down and away for a ball, 3-1. So Wander Guante with a walk and a wild pitch. Hooks trailing 10-0. Had a couple of swings of the bat that on slightly different weather days might have produced a run. Ground ball sharply hit to the right side, handled by Cooper Bowman. Throws to first base for the out. Runner advances to third, does Jaron Williams. One man down in the stretch inning. The batter will be Rolando Espinosa. Espinosa fouled out to the catcher in the second inning, flew out to center field his last time up. Runner at third with one man down. And with that time of evening now playing under mostly Mother Nature's lights still, but the stadium lights are on. Pitch outside for a ball, one ball and no strikes. And a long time ago, it used to be that it took about 5 minutes, maybe a little bit more, for the stadium lights to actually come all the way on. So it was kind of a big deal when you threw the switch. Pitch outside for a ball. Count is 2-0 anymore. It's like flipping a light switch at home. Kind of like the old days when you flip the switch and then slowly the lights would illuminate. That was a cool thing. But no more. Here's the 2-0. Pitch down and away for a ball. 3-0. Matter of fact, it was at Hodgetown in Amarillo. The first time that I ever really experienced the instant stadium lights on or off, the Sod Poodles hit a home run and the lights started flashing, and I actually started to maybe duck under the desk. Here's the 3-0 pitch. It'll get there for a strike. It's a rather slow and casual call. But Austin Snow, Austin, let us know. 3-1 to count. Little delay going on there. 3-1 pitch. Bounced foul. Count is full. 3-2 to Espinosa. Ryan Robleski, the catcher, on deck. Little piece of ballpark technology, though. Yep, lights are a whole different deal anymore. Here's a 3-2. Swung on in line toward right field. Caden Trinkle is there. Catch will be made. And the throw to the plate not in time. And so the hooks will get on the board. Brock Allen's bid for a seventh shutout of this season goes by the board. Sacrifice fly by Rolando Espinosa. Wild pitch. Hurt Guante. That was a walk, a wild pitch, a bounce out, and a sacrifice fly on a well-hit ball to right field. And the batter, Ryan Robleski, right-handed hitting catcher. Pitch up high for a ball, one ball and no strikes. Top of the order, Tommy Sacco Jr. would be next. And Hooks had chances on early on in the game. 1-0 pitch, hard hit ball, shortstop, backhand. Jack Winkler makes the play, and the throw going to be a little high. Nope, it's right on the money and got him. Really nice play by Jack Winkler. Edge of the outfield grass, backhanded that. And throw through the wind. Again, the breeze challenges it so many ways in this ballpark and in this part of the world, and even throws across the infield are affected. We'll go to the last of the seventh inning. Little bit of goofy trivia, but real stuff from our non-Googleable department coming up to the bottom of the seventh inning. Rockhounds 10, Corpus Christi 1.
When the game goes into overtime. But the game goes into overtime. The choice to enjoy is easy. Bud Light, easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Pick up Bud Light at your local convenience store today. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Bud Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
The seventh inning stretch and non-Googleable trivia are brought your way by Bud Light. Easy to drink, easy to enjoy.
In the last half of the seventh inning, bottom third of the order, and well, the bottom third of this order has really been productive on this evening for the Rockhounds. Brendan Malone, Saeed Valenzuela, and Casey Trenkel. Malone is 2-for-3, two doubles, a run, and a ribby. Saeed 0-for-2, but a walk and a run scored. And Caden is 0-for-1 with two walks and two runs scored. So bottom third of the order has scored four and driven one in for the Hounds. Then Casey Ford remains on the mound. We go to the bottom of the seventh inning in our non-Googleable trivia. We will, with a smile, we'll test your knowledge of the rules. We won't test them very much. We'll test them a little tiny bit. And here's Brennan. A couple of doubles in this ball game. Very nearly a home run with one of them. Pitch a strike on the outside half. It's 0-1. No balls and a strike. RBI is 19th. Ford with the new baseball ready to go with an 0-1 count. Brennan coming into the ballgame at 265. He's bumped that up a bit. Long set by Ford. Big right-hander delivers. That's down and away for a ball. Two questions about the rules. Number one, is it legal to yell at a baseball as it rolls up the baseline after being put in play? Is it legal to yell at a baseball put into play dribbling up the baseline? Backup pitch gets there. Count is 1-2. I'll let you ponder that for just a moment, as if it is needed. One ball, two strikes to count. Brendan Malone at the plate. Hounds 10 and the Hooks 1. 1-2 stretch and pitch, way up and in for a ball, 2-2. And the answer is, yeah, you can yell all you want at a baseball. No, nothing wrong with that. By the way, there is a point to this, I promise. I don't know how effective it would be, but you can yell all you want at that little sphere. 2-2 pitch, hard hit ball to third base. So it took a little hop, and Williams stays with it. That ball almost took a sideways hop, and his throw is wide. Oh, that's got to drive Williams crazy. So the throw is wide, and that will be an E5 on Williams. He made a good play. I mean, look at it again. The ball maybe hit a little rut or something. It kicked a little bit. Jaron stayed with it, and then he yanked the throw wide. You know, we talked about that just a moment ago. You're throwing into a strong wind, and from third to first, that's across the diamond throw through the wind, and it sailed on him. So Brendan Malone will reach on the third error of the game for the Hooks. And the batter will be Saeed Valenzuela, and he takes a called strike. 0-1. 0-2 with a walk and a run scored. Part two, is it legal to blow on a baseball as it rolls up the baseline after being put in play? You can yell at it. Can you blow on the thing? Again, this is with a purpose. 0-1 pitch, down and away for a ball. Well, you can yell all you want, and I guess if you are really strong, maybe that might move the ball. But no, it is not legal to blow on a baseball to try to affect its roll as it rolls up the baseline. 1-1 pitch, down and away for a ball. One of those things occurred on a game on this date in 1981, and according to the player involved, the other also occurred on this day in 1981. A game between the Royals and the Mariners in Seattle at the Kingdom. Two balls, one strike. Rolled toward third base again. Williams charges. He's going to have to hurry. Throws, and he got a good play by Williams. Bounce out by Saeed. Williams handles that. Advancing to second is Brendan Malone. One man down, and again, 10-1 Rockhounds. Here's Caden Trinkle. Well, Amos Otis, boy, he's a good player for the Royals. Late 70s on through the 80s. Amos Otis hits a slow roller up the third baseline. Now, the Kingdome was a domed stadium, of course, as the name would imply. So it was AstroTurf or artificial turf. And the ball is rolling slowly up toward third base, looking as if it will stay fair. Caden swings down and in 0-1. Third baseman named Lenny Randall gets down on his hands and knees. And, well, he just huffed and puffed and blew the baseball into foul territory. Now, you just passed that test. That is not legal to do. However, a one stretch and pitch, down and in for a ball. The umpire was Larry McCoy calling the play, and he accused Lenny of doing what Lenny actually did. He blew on the baseball and blew it into foul territory. And by the way, it's worth a Google. The video is really good. Here's the 1-1 stretch and pitch by Ford. In the dirt. Good stop by Robleski. 2-1. Lenny Randall. Well, I mean, this Academy Award-winning stuff. Says to Larry McCoy, I wasn't blowing on the ball. I was yelling at it. And for a, I don't know how long. I've read three different news stories on this. But for a while, they were buying into that. 2-1 pitch up high for a ball. Now, probably not very long because Jim Fry was the manager of the Royals, and when it wasn't immediately deemed to be illegal, they're sitting there, and Lenny is claiming he was yelling at the thing, and Jim Fry had enough of that, so he came out and discussion was made and the proper decision was made. 3-1 pitch way inside, ball four. Well, Caden Trinkle and Shane McGuire both have three walks in this game. This is on balls of been a bit of an issue here for the Hooks in this game. Four walks from Ulola, a couple for Brian DiPaola, and now two for Casey Ford. So eight walks in the game. And Joe Thaun is going to go to the bullpen. So Casey Ford, an error to start this inning, and now a base on ball. So it'll be first and second, one man down. Rockhounds leading this game on a score of 10-1. Top of the order, Cooper Bowman will come to the plate. So Casey Ford, so you got the second out, got two outs in the sixth, and got one more here in the seventh. So he goes one inning. Ends up just one base hit, one run, and I believe that was deemed to be earned. I'll double check the box. I should have done that already. And the Hooks will go a little deeper into the bullpen. I think Joey Mancini, who has just joined this club, or is that Walker? No, hang on a second. 53. We'll have to double check the. I'll say that is Walker Brockhouse. I will correct something on my lineup card that we disseminated here. That is Walker Brockhouse who will come on. I had him as 55. He's 53. Big right-hander, 6'4", 210 pounds. Mount Vernon, Illinois is his home, and Rockhouse will come on in the seventh inning with two on and one man down. That will be Cooper Bowman. I was mentioning about Cooper, his last two base hits. He got the little chopper to third base, and he beat out for his first hit of this game. And again, he is just 4 for 36 against the Hooks. That's 111, by the way. His last hit of the Frisco series was a little fly ball down the right field side that just barely dropped. Of course, he's been ripping the ball very, very regularly, very routinely over this last 22, 23 games, but his last couple of hits have been, at least in part, a little fortuitous. Here's Cooper with two on and one out. Brockhouse with a look out of the runner at second base and delivers, and way up high for a ball. One ball and no strikes. Hounds 10 and the Hooks 1. Ball game in the bottom half of the seventh inning. Walker Brockhouse making his fifth appearance. ERA of 13.5. Does have a save. Looks out at second. Couple of glances that way. Pitch to Cooper, and that's outside for ball two. Two balls, no strikes. 4 2/3 innings. He's given up 7 base hits, 3 walks, 3 strikeouts, 8 runs, 7 of them earned on those 7 hits. 2-1 and 1 away. Cooper, right-handed hitter, waits. Brockhouse with the pitch, high strike. Yeah, goes 2-1. And all of the runs in this game for Corpus Christi are earned. I'm going off the box on that. Set by the right-hander, pitch to Cooper. That's outside. That's ball three, 3-1. The Hooks, as a staff, have about a 2-1 ratio. They came in a little over 400 strikeouts and 198 walks, so about a 2-1. 2-1 ratio, and walks have been an issue tonight. Swinging a foul. Cooper goes after the 3-1 pitch, fouls it away, 3-2. Infield single and a run scored in the sixth inning for the Rockhounds second baseman. Jack Winkler on deck. And Rockhounds, boy, pretty much top to bottom in the order. Mentioned Junior Perez. Isn't it always the case, or so often, it's a 10-1 game and almost everybody's having a lot of fun at the plate, and Junior's 0 for 4. And he's been one of the... It's pretty hot of late. 3-2 pitch. That's ripped left side. That's a base hit. Just glance off the glove of the shortstop, Sacco Jr., and into left field. That will drive home a run. So Brendan Malone will score. That run will be unearned as he reached on an error. RBI for Cooper is his 32nd of the season. He's second on the team. Stopping at second base is Caden Trinkle. Sharp base hit that time for Cooper Bowman. That run goes against Casey Ford. And the Rockhounds have a 10-run lead again. It's an 11-1 game. Jack Winkler, he's had a terrific game. He's 2-for-3. Little walk in the mix. Takes high for a ball, 1-0. Flew out to right field in the first inning. He walked and stole a base in the third. Singled, driving in a run and scored in the fifth. Singled, drove in a run and scored again in the sixth inning. 2-1, one man down, 11-1 Rockhounds. Pitch swung and pop foul. I think we'll get out of play, giving a look. I think Colin Price lost the flight of that ball for a moment. Did he got well into the seats? No chance to really get there. Just checking that ball game in San Antonio. Frisco still leading the Missions 2-0 since bottom of the sixth. I don't know if that's precisely up to date, but that's what the computer has right now. Stretch and pitch by Brockhouse, way high on a boy for a ball, two balls and one strike. By the way, the North Division, still Springfield and Arkansas, pretty much a two-team race. It's the Travelers now leading the Cardinals by a half a game, with Rockhounds leading the Rough Riders in a half game in the South. Pitch, strike called, 2-2. But Tulsa, all of a sudden, is hanging around. They are really playing good baseball, and they're knocking the ball all over the yard. They lead all of AA in home runs, even ahead of Amarillo, not by much. But again, that's all ballpark-related. 2-2 pitch, and that's nubbed foul. Drillers, if you remember, when they were here not long ago, they were just absolutely floundering. They were really struggling, but they have put together a nice stretch of late. They're actually hanging around in that North Division pennant race. Only 4.5 games out now. They're back up to within 3 of .500 after that slow start. Ground ball left side, handled by Williams. The second base for one. The pivot, the throw to first base, and the ball dribbles loose. So no double play. Jack Winkler reaches on a fielder's choice. Cooper out at second base on the 5-4 put out. Second out of the inning, and Caden Trinkle advances to third. Ball got away, but not far enough for any damage to be done. Here is Colby Thomas. He is 1-for-3. Flew out to right field in the first, lined out to deep left field the second time up. Bases loaded, bases clearing, double to right center in the fifth. Biggest swing of the bat of this ball game, to be sure. Reached on catcher's interference in the sixth. 1-for-3. Ooh, way up and in. Ducked under that did Colby. One ball, no strikes. Hands 11 and the hook's 1. And Corpus Christi will send Jake Bloss to the mound tomorrow. Prospect, and he has looked the part. Hasn't been with the hooks all that long, but he has been really good. Swinging strike and the count 1-1 to Colby. Mentioned Domingo Robles will go with Jack Perkins at a piggyback start for the Rockhounds tomorrow. Both guys starting the year sidelined by injury. 1-1 pitch, bounced foul, 1-2. Jake Bloss, since coming up to the hooks, is 1-1 with a 1.27 earned run average. Again, he's a very solid pitching prospect for the Astros. He'll go tomorrow, 6:30 first pitch. Bouncer foul again. Colby out in front of that one and over the top. A ball and 2 strikes. And tomorrow is Dogs and Dogs. Half-price hot dogs on Wednesdays, as always. And Bark in the Park night. Always can't wait to have that one dog that will read the sign coming in, says Bark in the Park, and he does. And he does, and he does. Basically all evening long. One ball and 2 strikes. It's swung on. Fly ball, center field. Cole is there. And he will make the catch in right center field. So the inning comes to an end. Colby just 1-for-4, but boy, the 1 was really big. Again, the bases clearing, 3-run double. So a tale of 2 ball games here tonight. The first half of this game, precisely. First 4.5 innings and everything since. To the top of the 8th, the Rockhounds 11 and Corpus Christi 1.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
This game summary is brought to you by ConocoPhillips, presenting sponsor of Rockhounds Baseball.
Do you believe right-hander Tyler Baum will come on to pitch as we go to the top half of the 8th inning in this one? So Wander Guante will go 1 2/3 in this game. And Tyler will come on to pitch. Going to an 11-1 ball game. So this is one of those games, no matter which side of a game like this you're on as a pitcher, you just try to block everything out. Just try to go about your business. Tyler comes on with a 10-run lead. And he will face the top of the order. That'll be Tommy Sacco Jr., Pascanel Ferreras, and Zach Cole. Mission 1 2/3 for Wander Guante. Did not give up a base hit, but gave up 1 run. It was earned on a walk, a wild pitch, a bounce out, and a sack fly. Tyler delivers up high for ball 1-1 ball, no strikes to Tommy Sacco Jr. Started the ball game off with a line drive right back through the box that hit Gunnar Hoagland. No damage done. Hooks, in fact, had 2 on, nobody out to start this game. Pitch down and away for a ball, 2 balls and no strikes. Was 1-0 Hounds. Going to the bottom of the 5th, an RBI double by Brendan Malone in the 2nd inning. And that was the only run in the first half of the game. Jumping away for a ball, 3-0. So And Tyler starting Kamisako Jr. with a 3-0 count. Tyler's number is a little surprising. ERA of just under 8 at 7.94. He delivers, and that's up and away, and that's ball four, so a four-pitch walk. Well, walk's a huge issue for the hooks in this ball game. That's four walks now by Rockhounds pitching. Tyler has made six previous appearances, 5 2/3 innings, just six base hits, six walks and 12 strikeouts. So with the walks thrown in there, that whip of 2.12, opposition hitting 261 against him. Fires over the inside part of the plate to Pascanel Ferreres, 1-2. Singled in the first inning, flew out to right field. Really nice play. Well, we think it was by Caden Trinkle. We couldn't see it directly. Pitch drops to the dirt, blocked by Daniel Susak. 1-1. And he walked and was caught trying to steal a base in the fifth. Again, when that half inning ended, it was a 1-0 ball game, and the Rockhounds scored six times on four base hits and some other stuff in the last of the fifth and changed the complexion of the game. It's called strike. And Ferreres now a 1-2 count. Colby Thomas, 3-run double, biggest swing of the bat in this game. That's the only multiple RBI swing. 1-2, swung on. Well, swung on a miss, but the ball gets back to the screen. But first base was occupied, so he is out. So it will be a strikeout and a wild pitch. So Ferreres is out. But Sacco Jr. goes down to second base. So walk, a whiff, and a wild pitch so far already for Tyler Baum. And here is Zach Cole. 0-3 in the game. He popped to third in inning number one. Strikeout swinging in the third. And he was the last batter to face Gunnar Hoglund. And despite, you know, the score is obviously lopsided now. It's 11-1. But Gunnar Hoglund went 5 3, no runs on four hits, two walks, one strikeout. Obviously pitched to contact. His second straight outstanding start in this ballpark in particular. Swing fly ball, left center field. Well struck. Perez on the move. He will get there and track it down in left center field. Play by Junior again. Boy, the wind is really strong. It's affected a lot of fly balls in this game. Zach Cole, I think, hit that ball a little better than the result will show you. Runner at second, but two men down. So the Hounds have 11 runs on 9 base hits, no errors, 11-9-0. Corpus Christi, 1 run, 4 hits, 3 errors in this game, 1-4-3. Hooks have left 5 men on. Rockhounds have stranded 7. Pitch swung on, line drive into right field. Going back as Trinkle reaches up, but he cannot make that play. Bounces into the bullpen. So that will bring a run across. Jordan Brewer, opposite field drive, and it was just a line shot. Got over Caden's head and bounced into the bullpen. So Brewer with his 14th RBI of this year. Tommy Sacco Jr. will come across to score. And 11-2 is the score. Double into the right field bullpen. The batter, Colin Barber. Colin 1-3 in this game. He's 8-22 in the season series. Pitch, boy, just down and in. Ball one, did not quite get there. 1-0, no strikes. Collins hitting 265 on the year and a whole bunch higher than that in the season series with the Rockhounds. 1-3. Pitch down and away for a ball, 2-0. Flew out in the end of the first inning. And really, you go all the way back to the first, an important catch. Caden Trinkle made a really good catch on the move, hitting the deck after he did to end the first inning, and that was with two on and runners going. 2-0 pitch, down and away, ball three. For Tyler Baum, again, it's just been a little bit of a struggle on this season. Bases on balls in particular, not a hit per inning. But six walks and 12 strikeouts, that's good stuff. Pitch here called strike, 3-1. So top of the eighth inning, 11-2. The Hounds lead. End of 7 in San Antonio. There's a swing and a miscount goes full, 3-2. Frisco, 3
and San Antonio 1. By the way, Tulsa, by the way, played yesterday hosting Northwest Arkansas, scored 12 runs. I don't recall the specific score, but they scored 12. They have just been putting runs up in bunches. 3-2 pitches fouled away. The count stays 3-2 to Colin Barber, left-handed hitting designated hitter. Amarillo has just defeated Arkansas 2-1 that game at North Little Rock, Arkansas, and Springfield is leading, so that would give a change at the top of the North by a half game. A swing and a foul tip. Count 3-2. Really have a couple of excellent pennant races going. And of course, minor league baseball, all you can ever hope for is just to be in the race, and especially, say, get down to the last week or two, whatever it might be. If you're still hanging around, everything else is gravy. 3-2 pitch on the way from Baum, and he got him, called third strike. Colin Barber is in obvious disbelief, and he is discussing. So the inning is over on the called third strike to Barber. Some borderline pitches in this game, and Colin did not like that one at all. So we go to the bottom half of the eighth inning. And in this series opener is the Rockhounds 11 and Corpus Christi 2.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
VIP Sports Getaway has an unforgettable experience in store for Dallas Cowboy fans. Enjoy the trip with friends and let VIP Sports Getaway take care of the rest. Our packages include your game ticket, hotel accommodations, transportation, and the ultimate Bill Bates tailgate party. It's a private, all-inclusive party with a catered meal and beverages directly across from the stadium. To find out more about our Cowboy packages, visit VIPSportsGetaway.com.
At All American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, we are your West Texas Ram Truck headquarters. We have half tons, three quarter tons, one tons, two and four wheel drive, diesel, and the legendary Hemi. We've got them all. And have you seen the newly redesigned Wagoneer? You owe it to yourself to come see one today. You'll be amazed. Stop by and see our impressive inventory or check them out online at MidlandDodge.com. That's All American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, where it's our goal to become the only place to buy a truck.
Shane McGuire, Daniel Susak, and Junior Perez will be the trio here in the eighth inning. Rockhounds on top of this game by the score of 11-2. Shane McGuire is 0-for-1 in this game. Takes ball one here, one ball, no strikes. He's walked three times, scored twice, and stolen a base, and drove in a run with his last walk. It's a heck of a line for not putting the ball in play. Pitch outside for ball is 2-0. It's a strikeout and three walks. Two runs, a steal, and a ribby. 2-0 count to the left-handed hitter. Takes outside for a ball. Three balls, no strikes. Shane, big deep breath. Just saw the camera on him. Rockhouse with his sign, the stretch. 3-0 pitch. And it's down the middle for a strike. Three balls, one strike. Walker, 6'4", 210. He's 25 years of age. Another non-drafted free agent, University of Memphis. A 3-1 pitch by the right-hander, and that'll get there called strike two. And if you sign that pro contract, of course, the higher draft choices, yeah, probably a slightly better chance of reaching the ultimate level. But boy, in baseball, unlike I think in any other sport, no such thing as a sure thing. Here's a foul ball into the right field corner. Now 3-2. Odds are basically 1 in 10 if you sign a professional contract. And, of course, the non-drafted free agents, maybe just a little bit longer odds, but when you reach to Double A, as Brockhouse has done, a couple of other guys, both ball clubs non-drafted free agents. 3-2 up high, ball four. Well, Shane McGuire, four walks and five trips to the plate. He has struck out once in his game, so he's now 24 walks, 20 strikeouts on the season. And Daniel Susak, he is 2-for-4. A couple of doubles and two runs batted in. His double set up the first run of the ball game back in the second inning. And he was thrown out trying to score on Brendan Malone's double. Swings and misses. 0-1 the count. Flew out to left field in the fourth. He doubled down into the left field corner, driving home a run in the fifth. And his ground out in the sixth inning drove home a run. 13th and 14th runs batted in on the year for the former University of Arizona star. Swings and fouls this one away. Count is 0-2. We'll get some activity in the bullpen. Seth Elledge, I believe, is the man throwing. Last of the eighth, 11-2 Hounds. The ball game took a big old turn in the bottom half of the fifth inning. 0-2 pitch, way up high, speared out of the air again by Robleski. He's done that a couple of times in this game. 1-2 the count. You know, mentioned the pennant race is Rock Hounds leading Frisco by a half game, so obviously that's just as tight as it can be. Same thing in the north. It's Arkansas by a half game over Springfield. And in each case, another ball club hanging around is still maybe something to say. There's a line drive left side. Base hit. Kind of a soft line drive. Shallow left field. Daniel Susak with a three-hit game. If we get a second look at that, looked like he took a pitch that was maybe middle out and just yanked it into left field. So two men on and nobody down. Yeah, sure was. Really reached for that, but he pulled it into left field. So two on and nobody down. Three-hit game for Daniel Susak. Daniel now hits in 11 of his last 13 games, and with this ball game included, he's hitting well above 350 in that stretch. A couple of extra base hits in this game. In fact, Daniel Susak came into the ballgame with 28 base hits, only two of them for doubles and two for home runs, so four extra base hits. And he has two doubles in this one. 2-1, nobody down. Junior Perez, the batter. We're picking on you, Junior. Only guy does not reach base in the game. Swings and fouls it away. It's 0-1. That's barely fair, isn't it? Flew out to right field in the second. Bounced out to third base in the fourth, struck out looking in the fifth inning, and bounced out in the sixth on a 4-3 play. 0-1 count. Runners there leads. A couple of looks at the runners by Brockhouse, a chopper toward third base. Second for one. On to first, and yep, it would be a double play. Rather easily so, going around the horn. So 5-4-3, and for Junior, that's just kind of the night in a nutshell. On the double play, Shane McGuire comes to third base. So two men down to the bottom half of the eighth inning. 5-4-3, the double play. Williams to Ferreras and on to Price. Now Brendan Malone, 2-for-4. A couple of doubles and a ribby. Picks up and in for a ball. One ball, no strikes. Brennan, one of three Rockhounds to lose a pretty lengthy streak on an 0-for-1 day at the plate. He has had an asterisk, though. He got tossed, and of course that's his own doing. Chopper toward the shortstop to his left, and under the glove of the sliding shortstop, Tommy Sacco Jr. couldn't get there. RBI single. And the Rockhounds again lead by 10. Brendan Malone, sharp single under the glove of the shortstop, Sacco in the left center field, drives home Shane McGuire. So Brennan with his second RBI of this ball game and his 20th of the season. And the batter, Saheed Valenzuela, he's 0-for-3. He's walked and scored a run. Couple of really nice defensive plays at third. Takes up and away for a ball. One ball, no strikes. The Rockhounds in the doubleheader at Tulsa on Thursday that was forced by a Wednesday rainout. Hounds scored 11 runs in the nightcap of that doubleheader, and it was limited to 5 innings. Pitch a chopper toward first, that is a foul ball. That was on Thursday, so scored 11 runs in 5 innings in the nightcap of the double dip. Hounds won 5-3 on Friday night at Frisco, but the last two of those runs, or two rather, of the runs were both on an error. And then they were on the short end of 2-1 and 5-1 defeats on Saturday and Sunday. Had one run going to the bottom of the fifth in this game and have scored 11 since. Saheed Wich, ground ball, right side base hit. Well, for Saheed Valenzuela, boy, that has to feel good. He has struggled of late. Did walk and score earlier in this game, but again, 0 for 3. So for Saheed, that's just his fifth base hit in his last 35 ABs. And that was sharply hit. So obviously this ballgame, one would think, not in doubt, but just from the perspective of the likable third baseman, that's a good swing of the bat. Two men on and two down for Caden Trinkle. Much like Shane McGuire, he is 0 for 1 in the game with an on-base percentage of .750. He has walked three times and scored twice. Wow, I got an organically grown cheering section. Ground ball, a long hop to first, right near the bag. That's a little bit of room service for Colin Price. Gratuity not included in the inning will come to an end. The Rockhounds get a run on a walk and three base hits. No errors and two men are left on base. And so we'll go to the top half of the ninth inning. And the Rockhounds now 12 runs on 12 hits in this ballgame. And boy, the second half of this contest, they have really taken over. So we have played eight. And as we go to the top of the ninth at Rocky Town, it's the Rockhounds 12 and Hooks 2.
Oxy is proud to operate in the Permian Basin, where our teams are hard at work delivering the energy the world needs, safely, cleanly, and efficiently. We are honored to partner with the Rockhounds to recognize military veterans and service members at home games throughout the season. We salute these heroes for their sacrifices to keep us all safe and to protect our country. Visit Oxy.com to learn more about Oxy and how we zero in to make a difference in the communities where we live and work.
Aldridge Gardens is Midland's largest and most comprehensive lawn and garden center, serving all of your landscape and outdoor living needs. From our complete nursery and garden center to full landscape design, installation, and management, including irrigation repair service, we offer complete tree care service with certified arborists. And we're also your steel equipment dealer. Aldridge Gardens, in business and trusted by the Permian Basin since 1987, on Fairgrounds Road in Midland, or visit AldridgeGardens.com.
You know you want that smoky, tangy, sweet, and spicy sauced and tossed Wingstop. But you just brought a haul of groceries home from the store. It's cool. No one expects you to shop and cook in the same day. So let the flavor experts at Wingstop hook you up with mouth-watering wings, crispy tenders and thighs, fries and sides delivered right to your door. You can always cook tomorrow. That's why the fridge was invented. Get it delivered at Wingstop.com.
Top of the ninth inning, series opener, Rockhounds and the Hooks. Well, I mean, the tail of two ballgames. The first four and a half of this ballgame really flew by, and there has been a lot going on ever since. So, small game flirting with 3 hours. You just don't see that all that often anymore. Here's Jaron Williams leads it off. Picks up high for a ball. 0 for 2 with a walk and a run scored in his Double-A debut. Colin Price, Rolando Espinosa to follow in the Corpus Christi ninth inning. Stretch and pitch is sliced foul out of play. And count squares at a ball and a strike. Williams bounced out in the second inning. It was a nice play by first baseman Brennan Malone and Gunnar Hoagland covering the bag. Williams runs really well, and he sent one between first and second, and Hoagland got to the bag just ahead of him for the out. 1-1 pitch is sliced high and foul out of play. 1-2 the count. We'll mention we've got half-price dogs and bark in the park tomorrow. Thursday, of course, is, as always, a thirsty Thursday. Please don't forget Bucket Hat Night on Friday. Love them. And a fireworks show on Saturday. And this, of course, the only two-week homestand of the season. So we'll double up on all the good stuff here at Rocky Town. 1-2 pitch. Got him. Called third strike in the outside corner. Well, the pitch to Colin Barber to end the ninth, the eighth rather, and the pitch to Jaron Williams to start the ninth. Both your classic absolute borderline pitches. That one goes Seth Elledge's way, so he gets the strikeout. I mentioned Seth was warming in the bullpen. He has indeed taken over here in the ninth inning. Fourth Rockhounds pitcher. Gunnar Hoagland, another outstanding start in this ballpark. Pitch to the corner, called strike on the outside edge from Seth Elledge. One inning for Tyler Baum. Gives up a hit, a run, an earned run, a walk, and had a strikeout and a wild pitch. Pitcher's buffet, 0-1 pitch, down and away for a ball, 1-1. Seth Elledge, signed by the A's as a free agent, guy with Triple A experience. Sixth appearance, a 5.14 ERA, does have a save. And his numbers just absolutely belie that ERA. Pitch down a win. Of course, I say that. He throws one back to the screen, 2-1. Perfect timing. But again, sometimes you wonder how an ERA comes to be. He's given up six base hits in seven innings, has not walked a batter, struck out three, has a 0.86 whip, 2.22 batting average against, a plus five or a five plus ERA. Baseball is goofy. Swinging a bouncer foul. Count is 2-2. One out in the top of the ninth inning. Rockhounds trying to improve to 29-17. They're in the bottom of the eighth in San Antonio. Missions with a man on, but still trailing by two against Frisco. It's a swing and a miss. A fastball up at 91, and Colin Price is swinging through it, so two men are down. The bell will toll a second time. And Rolando Espinosa will be the batter. Well, the Frisco-San Antonio series will largely decide whether or not this is, at least in practical thought in terms, a two-team race or a three-team race. Riders lead the opener of that set 3-1 as mentioned. Pitch down and away for a ball. Missions will then come here. Frisco will travel to Corpus Christi. The Hooks are on a single series road swing. They'll be back at Whataburger Field next Tuesday hosting the Rough Riders. One ball, no strikes, set by Elledge. The 1-0 pitch, way outside, ball two. In that Frisco-San Antonio series, they will actually play seven games in 6 days. They have a rainout to make up. I'll double-check on that. I think they have to make that up in San Antonio. It was a rainout last game of a series in Frisco. Bouncing ball foul, and it's 2-1. Of course, overall, that's small potatoes, but that's a big half game. Because it'll take the half game out of the standings once that is made up. 2-1 to count. Nobody on, two out, top of the ninth inning. Rockhounds trying to wrap up the opener of this series. 2-1 stretch, kick and pitch by Elledge. Foul straight back, and it's 2-2. Ball dribbles out back toward the mound. Seth will take care of that. Ryan Robleski would be next with the Hooks down to their last out, maybe their last strike at least of this one. Espinosa in this game 0-for-2 with a sacrifice fly, drove in a run in the seventh inning. 2-2 count to the right-handed hitter. Here is Seth Elledge with the 2-ball, 2-strike look, the leg kick and the pitch, and it's a foul straight back to the screen. 2-2 the count. Hounds 12, Hooks 2. Corpus Christi, it appears anyway, will fall to 15 and 30. 15 and 31 on the season. Gillig set. 2-2, second time. Pitch takes flight. Just up away. I will guarantee you Daniel Susak thought the ball game was over. He took the step out from behind home plate, but nope, 3-2. Full count. Two outs, ninth inning. Here's Elledge now with a payoff to Rolando Espinosa. 3-2 pitch, fly ball, line drive. Actually coming on to sliding attempt by Perez. So play it on a hop. Boy, that ball almost got by Junior. That's one of those where really discretion is the better part of valor. Of course, this is a lopsided game, but that was a sinking line drive. And Junior, I'm guessing, had thoughts of maybe that sliding catch to win the game. But that ball gets by him as hard as that would hit. Was it? I think that probably would have gotten all the way to the track, and Espinosa might still be running. Sharp single up the middle, base hit for Rolando Espinosa. Here is Ryan Robleski, one on and two men down in the ninth inning. Pitch low and away for a ball, one ball, no strikes. Robleski one for three, had a two-out single in the second inning. Hooks again 2-1 in each of the first two innings, but could not cash in. Gillig with a pitch, swing and a miss. Got Robleski to chase a little bit, and the count goes one ball, one strike. And scored in the second inning, a single run. Thought they might have scored two, had a discussion on that play. But then the fifth inning made everything else pretty well superfluous. Here's the 1-1 pitch. Sorry for the college word. Pitch up and away, 2-1. Two balls, one strike. Robleski flew out to left field in the fifth inning. Bounced to short in the seventh, and he's at the dish with a 2-1 count in the ninth inning. Gillig with a pitch. That ball hit in the air. Center field going back is Junior. That ball's well struck. The wind will keep it playable, and Junior's got it. Ball game. Boy, I mean the wind has affected a lot of fly balls in this game. I'm thinking three, maybe four fly balls that might have done anywhere from extra base damage to maybe get out of the ballpark. We said right at the top, the wind has been really strong all evening long, and it has certainly been a little bit of a factor. Not in terms of the outcome of the game. That is, I think, pretty well safe and sound just the way it stands with a 12-2 ball game, but with a couple of swings that certainly might have ended differently just thanks to Mother Nature. So no runs on a base hit, no errors, and a man left in the ninth inning. The Rockhounds coming off the road after a two-week road swing, and they get this ball game with an uprising in the fifth that changed everything. Rockhounds 12, the Hooks 2. We'll give you totals coming up. Tip of the cap to the Hounds and their return home to Rocky Town. A very successful opener in this six-game series. The totals coming up after this from Bud Light.
When the game goes into overtime, but the game goes into overtime. The choice to enjoy is easy. Bud Light, easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Pick up Bud Light at your local convenience store today. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Bud Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
This presentation of Rockhounds Baseball has been brought your way in part by Bud Light. Easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Let's go back to Bob at the ballpark for a quick look at the runs, hits, and errors.
For Corpus Christi, two runs on six base hits, three errors in this ball game. So it's 2-6-3 for the Hooks. They leave seven men on base. Rockhounds, 12 runs on 12 base hits, no errors, 12-12-0. Hounds stranded nine base runners in the ball game, but put a dozen on the board. So that's one of those times when nine on base doesn't sound all that bad at all. Starting pitchers will be the pitchers of record in this game. Gunnar Hoagland, another really good start in this ballpark, as he goes 5 1/3, gives up no runs on four hits, two walks, and a strikeout. Gunnar picks up the win, and that is his league-leading sixth win of the year. Loss goes to Miguel Ulloa, and he will fall to 2-3. Wound up giving up six runs on five base hits in this ballgame, four walks and four strikeouts, so his numbers will suffer a bit in this one. See if the box is final. It is. Gunnar drops his ERA under 4 now, 3.76, and Ulloa came in with a 4.5, and that bumped up by 3/4 of a point. He's now 2-3 with a 5.21 earned run average in this game. Check the time of game. It snuck up on 3 hours, 2 hours 54 minutes. 3,155 is our paid attendance this evening at Momentum Bank Ballpark. Rockhounds improved to 29-17. As mentioned, the Hooks fall to 15-31. Frisco, by the way, still leads San Antonio. It's now 3-2. They're in the bottom of the eighth inning. Missions have a couple of men on base. We'll double-check that once before we go. They won't be final before we sign out of the ballgame. But again, that one's getting a little closer with San Antonio trying to hang tough in this Texas League South Division. They're taking on the basically kind of the co-leader in the Rough Riders. Frisco just a half game behind the Rockhounds in the Texas League South Division. So this one in the books, won't take long to wrap it up. It's been a long evening of baseball. Well, at least by pitch clock standards, it's been a long evening of baseball. But the Rockhounds return home as successful. Our final score, the Rockhounds 12 and the Corpus Christi Hooks 2.
The Permian Basin is all about the oil and gas industry. And the Midland Reporter Telegram's weekly oil report has it covered. Each week, we report on the ONG news that matters to the people of Midland. We look at trends and feature the decision makers that drive the industry. In print, online, or in our e-edition, we've got you covered. Log on today at MRT.com for the best of Midland. That's MRT.com. The Midland Reporter Telegram, delivering life every day.
Aldridge Gardens is Midland's largest and most comprehensive lawn and garden center. Aldridge serves all of your landscape and outdoor living needs with degreed horticulturists and Texas certified nursery professionals on staff. And we offer a complete nursery and garden center. In fact, many of our bedding plants, hanging baskets, and trees are homegrown. Aldridge Gardens, in business and trusted by the Permian Basin since 1987, on Fairgrounds Road in Midland, or visit AldridgeGardens.com.
Widener Apartments offer both high-end and affordable 1-, 2-, and 3-bedroom apartment homes with locations in Midland and Odessa, all convenient to shopping, restaurants, and colleges. In Midland, visit La Mirage, where you will experience luxury, style, and elegance. In Odessa, visit Andalusia and experience our state-of-the-art amenities. Widener Apartments, creating communities one person at a time. Visit us at widener.com.
A 6-run fifth inning is the absolute difference in this ballgame. It was 1-0 Rockhounds going to the bottom half of the fifth inning. Brennan Malone with an RBI double in the second. Shane McGuire, first of his 4 walks in this game. That led off the second. Daniel Susak drilled the double into the left field corner, and then with one man down, Brendan Malone doubled down the left field line. McGuire scored. Daniel Susak called out at the plate on a close call. The Hounds argued that, but one run scoring. It was still 1-0 going to the last of the fifth. But the Rockhounds sent 10 men to the plate in that fifth inning. They scored 6 runs on 4 base hits and an error. The big swing, certainly a 3-run bases loaded double by Colby Thomas. RBIs 37, 38, and 39 on the season. Rockhounds added 3 more in the sixth inning, and then one more run in each of the seventh and eighth innings of this ballgame. And basically everybody in the lineup, a tough day today for Junior Perez. He went 0 for 5, but the Rockhounds, again, got a lot of contributions in this game. Daniel Susak went 3 for 5, couple of doubles and 2 ribbies in this contest. Jack Winkler, 2 for 4. He also drove a walk. He scored 2. He drove in 2 runs in this game. Colby Thomas was 1 for 4, but the 1 was the biggest swing of the bat in the ballgame. He drives home 3, and that's a team-leading total for the ballgame. Brennan Malone, 3 for 5, scored 2, drove in 2 in this ballgame. Caden Trankel and Shane McGuire had interesting days at the plate. Shane went 0 for 1 and got on base 4 out of 5 with 4 walks. Caden Trankel went 0 for 2 and got on base 3 times and scored twice. He had 3 bases on balls in this game. Shane scored 3 runs and drove one in with a bases loaded walk in this ballgame. So the Rockhounds with the win. Gunnar Hoagland again, just outstanding in this game. Again, he was part of an effort that was flirted with the first perfect game in franchise history, his last start in this ballpark. taking a perfect game, a collective perfect game, into the top of the ninth inning of that one. He goes 5 1/3 scoreless in this one, does Gunner, and wins his league-leading sixth game of the season. Tomorrow, a guy who's been really good, he's on the Astros prospect list pretty much by every source that you look at. Jake Bloss will go to the mound for Corpus Christi in tomorrow's second game of this six-game series. Right-hander is 1-1 with a 1.27 earned run average. Bloss will make his fifth start. He's gone 21 1/3 innings. He has given up 9 base hits with 6 walks and 22 strikeouts. Numbers across the board are just exceptional. Rockhounds will counter with a piggyback start that will cover at least some of the ball game. Two guys who will not go very deep. They're really just starting their seasons after beginning the year on the injured list. That should be starter Domingo Robles. Left-hander will go, as will Jack Perkins will also go tomorrow for the Rockhounds. And then one would think an arm or two or three out of the bullpen. But that'll be game two of this series. Half-price hot dogs and Bark in the Park all coming up tomorrow with, what, Thirsty Thursday and Bucket Hats and Fireworks and Family Sunday all to follow before this homestand is in the books. Well, thank you so very much for coming on board tonight on MILB-TV, Rockhounds Radio and Rockhounds.com, Valley Live. A pleasure always to bring you baseball. First game of this set in the books. The Rockhounds win it by the final score of 12-2. For all of us with the Hounds at Momentum Ballpark, I'm Bob Hards, and we will say goodnight, Red. Goodnight, Leo. Goodnight, Mr. Scully. And goodnight, my friends from Rocky Town.
Thanks for joining us for this edition of Rockhounds Radio. Remember, MidlandRockhounds.org is your place for all things Rockhounds. Check out upcoming special events at Momentum Bank Ballpark. Order your tickets. Visit the Rockhounds store. And join Bob for play-by-play, home and away. Now, until next time, thanks for being part of Rockhounds Baseball.